Blog Talk Radio.
On deck, five left feedback, moving on deck was good, chilling.
Check this out, man, Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Dipo Radio.
My name is Fat Sean, for those who don't know, I want to shout out Dipo Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down by Law, X-Clan, get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Dipo Radio.
Shout out to Dipo Radio, the kid, Young Mouth, Dragon Gang, Bang Bang.
Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Dipo Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyra Smith. I'm cool with my man Dyer. Holding it down, Dipo Radio.
Yo, what's rocking?
Dipo Radio.
Take him out, take him out, bring him out dead, dead. Shot him up, shot him up, shot a ball, hey, hey. One gun, two gun, three gun, four. You are mine, it's all about crime. On air, on air.
It's time to get live, live, live like a wire. I set a whole choir on fire. Well done, on the grill, stop ill chills in the frills. They try to diss me, they get crispy. Ha, 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 ha. And we do it like this. And that just like I attack, attack. Cause they can burn the hell shit for all that I care. You hear the boy as the dread set if they dare. Stick up faster, traction and reaction. These fucking niggas should have made the whole mess.
Yo, yo, Dipo Radio, live and direct. It's Thursday night. This is how we do it, 8:30 Pacific time, 11:30 East Coast time. Appreciate everybody calling in already. The phone lines are blowing up. We got a great show for you. A couple special guests, you know what I'm saying? We definitely got Fredro Starr from Onyx rolling through, going to chop it up with us. He's also going to drop one of his new tracks, and definitely a hot one, so we can be looking forward to that. And also, you know, Queensbridge own MC Shan, and he's got a couple tracks he sent us that are super hot. It's nice to hear from, you know, MC like him and you know, Fredro Starr and Onyx and, you know, just the whole pioneer of this art, you know what I'm saying? So, again, just another beautiful day, Dipo Radio. Big shout-out to all my Dipo team, the Coalition Justified. Big shout-out to my man Todd Davis. Be looking forward to this Saturday, you know what I'm saying, 8:30 Eastern time. We can switch it up on y'all. We got the Drodian show with my man Sneak Rothstein. It's a Die 4 exclusive. The first night we're going to run it, we're definitely going to be playing the best hip-hop like we always do. So, you know, that's the way we do it. I'm going to check in with my co-host real quick. Matt Ford, what's happening with you, homie?
It's Attack of the Ball Heads. Yo, what up? What's cracking, world?
Man, you know, 93, when you heard music like
yes,
that,
sir.
It just got you so hyped. It just got you like, you know, I'm glad that there was people like that that were that hyped with music, my dude, because I that song right there, I used to go crazy. And don't think I'm not playing Slam tonight. You know what I mean? There's an interesting fact I actually have about Slam. And tonight, you know, I know Fredro has done his own thing to be his own professional, and, you know, especially with acting. And you know, so I have to say, though, there's people that don't listen to hip-hop, and they know Slam from back in the day. They listen to, like, Soundgarden and, you know, all this other shit. They don't even listen to hip-hop, but they were like, man, Slam, that was, you know, kind
of got. Yeah,
because
that shit got a lot of rotation back in the days on MTV, man.
And there was also was Judgment Night soundtrack.
Yo, with Biohazard?
Yeah. Oh, man. But, hey, they rocked it. They rocked it. So, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm fucking, dude, you ain't got to tell me. I mean, their style was original, and they never bit nobody. Yeah, motherfuckers trying to sound like them, but. There's only one Onyx.
There's only one Onyx. And there's only one Fredro Star, and he's going to be on our show just a little bit. We wait for him to call in. You know what I'm saying? But a couple of Die 4 announcements. Now, obviously, we got the Too Short show March 6th, and the Die 4 camp is actually going to be down, but it was just brought to my attention by my Sieg colleague, Justified. But while the camp's down that next day, you know what I'm saying? In Downey, California, we're going to be also opening for OG Cocaine and Compton's MC8. Now, I know four of the MC8. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely going to be a great Die 4 week. We're going to have, you know, all the camp in the studio. We're going to be dropping tracks. We got shows back to back. We also got a show on the 20th up here in L.A. with me and Chucky Sly. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be rocking that. And plenty more to come. So, you know, that's the way it goes. I mean, I guess you could say that's town business, homie.
Big time business, and our shit keeps, man, let's just say we're being blessed right now. We're blessed right now. Let's just put it like that, motherfuckers.
And I do want to give a shout out to, and honestly, this is some of the first times I can actually say this and mean this to like a lot of people. I appreciate all the fans and all the support. Because I get
y'all
all day long, you know what I'm saying, that support Die 4 Radio and support this movement, and we definitely appreciate y'all. We'd be nothing with y'all. And that's any of the guests we have on here, they'll say the same thing. You know, nothing without the fans and the support. So, you know what I'm saying, that's the way it goes. With no further ado, I'm going to welcome our special guest, Fredro Starr, in the house. How you doing, my homie?
Man, you know what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Just chilling right now, man. It's raining in Cali right now, smoking this great California trees. Life is good.
Man, and that means we doing something at the same time. I'm in Cali right now enjoying this green and talking to you on my radio station. So we got something in common already, my dude.
Yeah, man. Everybody right now listening, man, put one up in the air right now. We about to get it popping right now. Fish your mask out.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, this is the way we do it on Doppel Radio. You know, one of our main things that we do is have pioneers. And like I was just my co-host, I got my boy Mad 4 right now. You know, we talk about kind of what we was doing in 1993 when we first heard y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's just amazing. And I actually did some research. And tonight's going to be, you know, about you. I don't want to, you know, you to think this is going to be an Onyx show. But I was talking to a lot of people, especially who I work with, that don't listen to a lot of hip-hop. And I would say Onyx or, you know, Fredro Starr, this and that. And they'd be like, oh, yeah, yeah. I'd be like, hey, you remember in 93 that song Slam came out? And they'd be like, oh, yeah. Like, da 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 da. And I mean, that's crazy how universal that song at that time was. So, mad props to that. Did y'all have any idea it was going to be like that and still relevant to today?
I mean, you got to look at music like this, man. Like, even when we was always starting music, we was always listening and, like, people before us, like, James Brown, Marvin Gaye, Michael Jackson, and these people always had longevity too. So we always wanted to be like that. You know what I'm saying? We always wanted to put music and be, you know, have a long life with this shit. You know what I'm saying? And Jam Master Jay, he instilled that in us. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And that's
he brought
that's
that. He,
too.
Brought,
I mean,
he brought that out of us. Word up.
Absolutely. Now, when you were, you know, starting to do music and getting that going, did you know you wanted to get into acting as well?
Nah, not really, man. You know what I'm saying? It all happened like, oh, man, I'm writing this movie right now. It's kind of crazy. But it all just happened at one time kind of because, I mean, you watch movies like Crush Groove and Break In and Beat Street and those movies coming up as a kid. When I was coming up, those were the movies that was out. And rappers was in those movies, you know what I'm saying? Those was like the first hip-hop movies that was out. So, you know, everybody wanted to be Lee from B Street, the little dude with the Kangol. Every young dude wanted to be Lee. So you didn't, you know, actually think you could be in a movie, but you wanted to be like the kid in the movie, you know what I'm saying? So when I got the opportunity to actually, you know what I'm saying, be a part of something like that, you know what I'm saying, I took it very seriously. And that's how I, you know, kind of, you know, came in the door.
And then once you got into acting, and even saying what you did, like you wanted to be him in, you know, the movie and stuff, did you just say, oh, man, I love this? I mean, did you just take to it right away? Because obviously you're a very talented actor, you know what I'm saying? But did you just take to it like, yo, this is dope right here?
Yeah, it was kind of like this, man. It was, you know, we were signed to Def Jam Records. You know, Jam Master Jay just got us signed to Def Jam. And the album, the first Honest album, Back the Fuck Up, it wasn't even out yet. We was just actually working on the album, you know what I'm saying? We was probably like halfway finished with the album, and then there was an open call audition that Forest Whitaker was throwing. So, you know, I guess Russell made a call or whatever, did his gangster shit, you know what I'm saying, and got us up in there. You know, everybody auditioned for it, me, Sticky, the whole Onyx crew, everybody. Q-Tip was in there auditioning for, a lot of people was auditioning for that movie at the time. You know what I'm saying? It was called Strap. That was the name of the movie for HBO. So I just went in there and did my thing, and I don't know, you know, Forrest Whitaker, you know, I guess he saw something when I was doing it. We just went hard. We just went hard on the set. You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
That's what's up. Well, man, hey, you do it well, man. Everything you've done, you know, since you got started, you do well. So, you know, getting past that, definitely tell these people, we got a lot of listeners right now too. What is up with Fredrick Starr right now, man? I know you a busy man. We was actually trying to catch you on the show at the end of the year, and you guys, I want to say, were in Germany at the time, but you've been busy.
Yeah,
right
we
now.
Probably
what,
was
what,
in Germany. Yeah, we, you know, we be traveling. We've been traveling for the last, I mean, like you said, we got the record Slam, and once you got a record like that, you know, once any rapper has a platinum single, you can always tour for the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying? That's some real shit. That's what we've been doing for the last 10 years, you know what I'm saying, besides the movies and all of that. So, you know, that's what we've been doing, man. We've been touring. But right now, I got the Made in the Streets album I dropped with my man Audible Doctor, one of the illest producers from Brooklyn. Man, I mean, if you ain't got Made in the Streets album, then, you know what I'm saying, you're not representing that real hip-hop, or you don't know what's out and you don't understand what's going on. But I'm letting people know Made in the Streets is a classic album, man, you know what I'm saying? It was created to be a classic album. And I could stand behind that product right there. I got one of the illest producers, Audible Doctor, and it's a great combination, you know what I'm saying? I heard his beats, and his beats match my lyrics, because his beats is like new school 90s, you know what I'm saying? They got that 90s feel, but it got that new sound to it, you know what I'm saying? And that's how I am as an artist, as a rapper, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm from the 90s. You know, I've been doing this shit over 25 years, but I still feel like I can compete with the young artists that's out right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't consider myself an old-school artist because I stay relevant to what's going on out here, you know what I'm saying? I see what's going on. I'm a fan to hip-hop. So once you're a fan of hip hop, you can never lose your step. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. And where can the people that don't know, where can they find Made in the Streets?
Made in the Streets is on iTunes, Mad Money Records, That's on record label, you know what I'm saying? Straight on iTunes. If you can't get it on iTunes, download that shit on the internet. Just Google that shit, steal it. I don't give a fuck. Just make sure you hear it. That's the important thing. I don't give a fuck about no record sales or none of that. Like, we good. We good money, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, Made in the Streets is something that if you understand real hip-hop, you need to fuck with. You need to fuck with that.
So we got this new track now that people, you know, can do this. We got this Polo Wars. Tell me a little bit about this track so we can just bless these people real quick.
Man, you know, I just feel like, you know, when we came in the game, man, we was rocking baggy jeans, Tommy Hilfiger, Polo, and I just feel like reminiscing on something. I was just looking at the fashion and hip-hop right now, just the way it's coming across, and I feel like, you know, hip-hop is a New York American thing, you know what I'm saying? It started in the streets of New York, and that goes for the fashion, too. So now you see all these dudes right now rocking these clothes from, like, you know, these European-cut clothing, and it's affecting the culture of hip-hop because the European-cut clothing is not the streets of New York, and it's not hip-hop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, so they, you know, they're saying these niggas is rocking dresses and these long shirts. They're supposed to be long shirts, but they really dresses. Come on. Tight pants. I think the game is kind of, you know, on a fashion level, we need to bring it back. So I just made a drink called Polo Wars, because back in the days, you know what I'm saying, where I'm from, we used to get shot for having an illest ski man polo coat on. You might have a $500 ski man polo coat on and get shot for that shit. And that's what I grew up on, man. That's what I grew up on. Polo, Hilfiger, Jerry G, you know what I'm saying, Carhartt. This is Queens, Brooklyn shit. So Polo Wars is just a reminiscent track, me like reminiscing about how fast it's supposed to be in hip hop. You know what I'm saying? USA, nigga. American shit.
Absolutely. So this is what we got to do.
Cut all that bullshit out. These niggas got to stop that bullshit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Bring it back. And that's what we do right now. We live with Fredro Starr. You know what I'm saying? In the house. We about to rock this Polo Wars. Polo Wars, excuse me. Doppel Radio. Come on.
Yeah, God. Polo Wars. Know what I'm saying? What you know about that shit? Take it back to that man on the horse. Everybody run around on these clothes from Italy and Paris and France and all that. Come on, man. It's that real New York shit. Late night battles on them hallway steps. Southside Queens, I'ma always rep. Half the rap game went all the way left. Respect the mic skills with a always stress. Got that project hallway flow. All they know, getting fresh, spinning up all they dope. We was just shopping for all they know. We was running out of Macy's with all they low. See the popo, we jet like Broadway Joe. Then it's back to them project hallways, yo. Where they talk about polo all day, yo. Teddy bears and ski mans is all they know. Doing pull-ups in the park trying to get their arms strong like BJ. Fucking with them bitches out in BK. Niggas even started rocking DK. Get off the DICK. We was trading low before eBay. He and Jay spilling on my beef and brats. Niggas freestyling at the reefer spot. Nigga not knowing if it's beef or not. With the Tommy jeans with the polo fleece on top. And Ralph the one black kids the way they get. White kids trying to figure how they wear their hair. Y'all niggas fresh to death every day they hear. Cause lower hill figures every day they wear. I swear, cross my heart to the horse on my chest. Sets with cookies in a polo crest. Like the nigga Nas said, nothing less than guess. Big American flags on the damn who's best. It's polo sport, USA. Georgetown dunks, yeah, the blue and gray. Queens roller rink, USA. Where shit pop off like 2FK. Up in USA, all the boroughs had low on. Brooklyn, Queens, and so on and so on. Raised in a city where anything can go wrong. You could get shot for your ski man coat on. Low wars, low wars. Low wars, low wars. Low wars, low wars. You could get shot for your ski man coat on. Low wars, low wars. Low wars. Get shot for your ski man coat on. Low wars.
USA.
Dipole Radio. Fredro Storm the house. That's that Polo Wars. And like you said, USA, man, real hip-hop. Got that 90s feel, but that ain't no new. It doesn't sound like a track from the 90s, man. That, you know, nothing you can say but just dope hip-hop, man. So salute to you.
Yeah, Audible Doctor, man. I'm telling you, this guy, this producer is, he's special, man. He's one of those producers that you don't find a lot because, you know, even me, I produce too. Like, I did the Last Days joint, so I'm always into that soul sound, you know what I'm saying? Like, that soul type of music, and he got that music. He got that sound, you know what I'm saying? So Audible Doctor, he's the new producer to watch out for from Brooklyn, down with Brown Bag All-Stars and all of them dudes, man. He's nice.
Now, how did you run into him initially?
Yo, it's crazy, man. Like, you know, I never met the dude personally. Like, I never even shook his hand, like, personally. I met him on the internet, you know what I mean? It's kind of crazy how I met him. I'm going to tell you the story. It's kind of crazy. Like, you know, on the internet, everybody, you know, produces and sending tracks around, whatever. And that's cool because the internet is making the world, you know what I'm saying, a free world. It's ill. Like, you know what I'm saying? You could get beat some dudes from Russia or anywhere. Like, and it's crazy how the internet is, man. You can meet people getting married on the internet. You can meet people getting beat up on the internet. The internet is ill. So, you know, it's how you use it. It's what you do with the power. But make a long story short, I was getting beat from this other producer. I forgot his name or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And he sent me some beats, and I picked the joint, and we used it for the Belly of the Beast joint that me and Sticky did, a joint called Belly of the Beast on a Cuzzle album. And we did the joint, and then this kid named Audible Doctor heard the beat. He was like, yo, that's my beat, man. Where y'all get that from? I'm like, yo, this kid sent me the beat, blah, blah, blah. I told him who the kid was. He got on the internet. He just assaulted the kid like, yo, you stealing my shit with Woo. So I was like, yo, that's your beat? He was like, yeah. I was like, well, send me like 10 more of them shits, nigga. And then the nigga sent me like 30 joints. And then I was like, yo, I got to do an album with you, son. And then Sticky was writing this movie. Sticky's writing a movie right now, so Stick wasn't really – he wasn't in the zone to really, like, get in the studio and do the thing. So I was like, yo, let me do my solo album. So I just came up with the Made in the Streets joint, and we just banged it out. And we just got a classic, man, classic album, man. You know what I'm saying? The first single was Everyday Hell. If you ain't checked the video out, that's that shit. You just light up something, man, and check out the video, Everyday Hell. And that video was just going to make you zone the fuck out, man. You know what I'm saying? That's one of those videos where you understand what life is about. You know what I'm saying? Been doing this shit for over 20 years, be over 20 years. I see niggas come, see niggas go. Some of the best rappers ain't even here no more. Niggas I smoke blunts with. You know what I'm saying? So the feeling to still be doing this shit and feeling like I'm still 17 and better than half these young niggas coming up, it just feels good. It feels like God is working. So, you know what I'm saying? So check the album I Made in the Streets. That's what that's about.
You know, you definitely check it out, y'all. Real hip hop, you got to get it. But y'all always had a knack for videos, though. Y'all didn't ever half step on video. Your guys' visuals are crazy. I remember one that stuck out, and I think I still got it on the tape recorded. Was it The Worst off the Shut 'Em Down album?
Yeah, no, actually, The Worst was actually on, we did a movie called Ride. Me and Sticky, it was called Ride. It was a movie, it was on the bus, and that was on the soundtrack. That was on Onyx Wu-Tang. That record was never supposed to happen. You know, niggas thought Onyx and Wu-Tang had beef back in the days. We had a little, you know what I'm saying, this and that, but at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, we sat down with RZA, everybody came to Def Jam, in the office, it was like some movie shit. The whole Onyx, the whole Wu-Tang was in one office in Def Jam with Leo Cohen, and we made that record happen. It was a lot of money involved, but we made it happen. You know what I'm saying?
That's okay, but I just remember it was like on some martial law, crazy, like, you know.
The video was crazy. We always try to push the envelope, man. Try to come with some crazy shit. Method Man was riding on the car with one arm cut off. This shit was crazy, man. This was crazy.
And that Shut 'Em Down album was crazy to me. And I'm not trying to take away from anything that y'all have done. But, man, 1998, you know, hip-hop was kind of going through a change a little bit. You know, I think that, you know, and I mean, it was still, you know, 90s and good. But, man, y'all dropped that Shut 'Em Down album. I mean, with songs like Robin Thicke and Veronica and like, storytelling. And you don't see anybody do that anymore. And I think
right.
More because, man, that Shut 'Em Down was almost like a whole, I mean, I mean, I know it really stands out to me, honestly, as a hip hop fan. It was crazy at the time, and I honestly remember at the time when I bought it, it came with those CDs. When you bought it, Survival of the Illest from Def Jam, I believe, and there was all
right.
The
there was promoting other artists with the little CD in the back and joint. That was smart.
Yep, absolutely. So we get to go to my co-host, my man Mad. I know he got some questions for the man of the hour. Four, you rocking with us?
The bitch ass bootlegger motherfucker selling my tape. You get
what
shot. You
what
get
up,
shot. Party
star?
What up, Shay? What up?
What's going on, my dude?
Oh, man, you can't call it, man. I'm out here, man. We about to go to Russia right now. We packing our bags. About to go to Russia and do this Wake the Fuck Up tour with Stick. We chilling, man. You know, God is good. Every day, God willing, we just, you know, taking a day every day to come.
Wow. Yes, sir. Well, I want to say we appreciate you making the time and fucking with us on the show, man. We appreciate that shit big time, my dude.
No doubt. I just wanted to holler at you dudes, let people know what it is, man. And not to get off the subject, like I said, we got the new album coming out called Wake the Fuck Up. It's dropping on March 9th, you know what I'm saying, Biggie Demise Day, you know what I'm saying. And we're going to wake the fucking hip-hop up, man. It's time to wake the fuck up with these whack-ass beats. And the whole vibe of the
whack
shit.
Ass fashion and all that shit.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, I think the down south run is cool. Like, I'm from Alabama. I have no problem with, you know, the country. I'm from the country. You know what I'm saying? My family. But as far as hip hop, you know, I think New York has to, you know, build its presence back because New York has its own presence. So I think the presence in New York hip hop needs to come back. A&Rs or DJs and, you know, record people signing them checks at the record labels need to start signing some talent from New York that sounds like New York rappers, because you got New York rappers that's signed right now, but they don't sound like New York rappers. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just feel like this year, I heard Method Man coming out with an album, Redman coming out, we coming out, Onyx coming out. So I think this is going to be a good year for New York hip hop in general. And Wake the Fuck Up is going to, I think we're going to set it off with this joint right here. So it's produced by the Snow Goons, you know, these niggas from Germany. The album is, you know, we got a couple of niggas on the album. Like, we fuck with Papoose on the album, Cormega's on the album, ASAP Ferg is on the album, my nigga Snack the Ripper from Canada is on the album, Make Him Pay from Connecticut, he's a beast. My nigga Rex, he's on the album. He nice. So, you know, we expanding on this joint right now. Like, we dealing with other groups and other people, man. Like, we ain't really do that before. So, you know what I'm saying? This album is kind of crazy.
Yes, sir, man. You guys are coming out with Firestar 2, right?
Yeah, man. Firestar 2 is already done. I've been dropping little singles here and there. I dropped the What If 2 single. You know, dropped that a couple of weeks ago. And drop this shit called All or Nothing with my man Baguettes. Dropped that a couple of months ago. So I'm just like the fire starts. So I'm just building it up for like probably like the summertime. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. So all y'all motherfuckers listening, y'all better be checking this shit out and pay attention. But do you still talk? Have you talked to Bang & Smurf? Because I know you guys had like a little deal with Silverback Gorillas or something like that?
Yeah, man. Yeah, Smurf is my dude. He's in, you know, he got deported, man. So, he's still doing it big out there in Trinidad, though. You know, he got his Feed the Wolves shit popping. I was out there in Trinidad with Smurf. We was up in the Beth Hotel out there chilling. Like, you know what I mean? He's definitely doing his thing. He's a smart businessman. You know, he just got caught up in the streets, and that's just how it go, man, you know. But he's still doing his thing. Domination,
hey,
man. Free domination,
up, right?
Man. Yeah, free domo, man. Rest in peace to my niggas, man. My nigga Mike Beck, X1, Big DS, Jam Master J. Man, so many niggas ain't here right now. Then you got so many niggas locked up, too. So, it's, you know, it's crazy when you've been in the game this long, how many niggas come and niggas go and just how many real niggas stay down with you. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my nigga Sticky Fingers, Cuzzo, Honest for Life. You know what I'm saying? That's that.
Yeah, I also got just a last question. I remember you guys did a flick. I think it was A Day in the Life, but it was like you guys just rapping through the whole movie.
Yo, check this out. I ain't even want to tell you about this one. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't seen Day in the Life, like you said, it's an all rap movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then my man Russell Simmons seen that joint, right? So he was like, yo, Stick, we gotta, enough people ain't see Dan in life. So Sticky is with Russell right now, Russell Simmons, and he's coming into executive produce the new movie Sticky's producing that he's writing. It's called Cain and Abel with a K, Cain and Abel, produced by Russell Simmons, on Omar Epps, and a few other people. Myself is going to be in the movie too, so we doing that this summer. I ain't even going to say nothing, but fuck it. It's popping. It's going down.
That fucking Blink was fucking hard, dude. I watched that shit a grip of times, man. That's original.
Yeah. So, Sticky is a genius with that movie shit. He's a genius.
Yes, sir.
I mean, even the Black Trash album he did was like, he was always into that, like, doing skits on the album and making that shit seem like a real movie. So The Day in the Life was just another extension to that. You know, we've been doing that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? The movies is what we do. So we put it together, the movies and the rap. So this movie we're doing, Russell, is the same shit. All dialogue is in rap, but this shit is ill. Got to check it out, man.
I can't wait.
So we definitely got some fans definitely lined up and some callers lined up. I'm going to go real quick to these lines. 917-283, you live on the air, Dafo. What's Fred Joe Star, Mad 4? What's happening with you?
Yeah, I'm chilling, man. Yo, shout out to Dafo Radio, Dyer Lansky, Fred Joe Star. I'm a Queens native. I'm out here from Rosedale, a.k.a. Mobsdale. Shout out to the whole South Side, Onyx, you know what I mean? You did a phenomenal job in the rap game, man. Salute to y'all, you know what I mean?
For real,
man. Francis Lewis, you already know, man. Straight up. My people's just from Rosedale, so you already know Queens all day.
Well, shout out to Bangin' Smurf, too. That's my G2, man. 0134, Rochdale, God Brewer, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly.
The whole Queens, man.
That's
the
young gunner. That's the gunner right there, my nigga.
Straight up. Hell yeah, man. And you're representing Queens, man, for real, man. The whole New York, man. If y'all know about Onyx and Fragile Star, Sticky Fingers, you know what I mean? Come on,
you know,
man.
So
that's
when we
the
came up
rap.
In Queens, it was like we came up through the crack era. Like, so when we came up,
no doubt,
with a lot of the young niggas that was in Supreme Team. A lot of the hustlers from Southside was like all our shows. So we definitely represent Queens to the fullest, man. That's what we all do.
Definitely, man. Jamaica Avenue days, man. Fredro, you already know, man. Queens, call
right.
Our jeans. You already
exactly.
Know, man. I'm out here from Rosedale, man. You know what I mean?
Take it back
so
to the barbershop, nigga.
Hell yeah, Gertz Moore. Come on, man. I know. You know what I mean?
Come on,
but
sir,
definitely salute
know.
To you. Word, man. And my joint is shut them down ready, man. I just call them show respect, man, to y'all, man. You're doing a phenomenal
looking,
job.
Nigga.
Keep it up, man. You already
looking,
know.
My nigga. Salute. Good looking.
Salute.
That's what's up. That's my man from Shut Him Down Radio. You know what I'm saying? Dirty Shallow. He definitely represent me.
Shut Him Down Radio.
Family.
That's hot. I like that. We got to get in together.
Yeah.
Drop a song for that.
Absolutely. Well, and we'll connect the dots because I like it too. My man Sneak Rothstein on Sundays has Shut Him Down Radio. And when he's interviewing people, he has the Shut Him Down instrumental playing in the background.
Shut up. We got the Wake the Fuck Up album coming out. We got to do an interview with him, so we'll make that connect, man. That sounds like something we need to
get it, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, man, I'm about to roll up something right now, man, you know what I'm saying? And get back up in the studio right now, and I'm finish up this shit with this Russia. So just want to say, Dial Radio, it's been a pleasure, man. Real hip-hop, you heard?
Definitely, man. We appreciate you having. I'm actually gonna end you on here. I'm going to play this all out, you know what I'm saying? Because this has been my track for a while after Don't Get Mad, Get Money, you know what I'm saying? Oh, and but before you go, real quick, I can you just drop me because, you know, I like to do this and chop shit up. Just drop me a cool little Dafo radio drop, and man, we'll let you enjoy your night with the pleasure of having you on here, my dude.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's do it. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, man, Dafo radio. What you ready to die for, huh? It's your boy, Dro Star. Onyx for life, God for a radio.
Woo! All out. Big shout out to Onyx, Fred Joe Star, Queens in the house. Let's do this. We appreciate you, my dude. We'll definitely be connecting the dots behind the scenes.
No doubt. Salute that real hip hop all day, man.
Let's do it.
Say no more. One.
Okay. Let's get it going.
Money, man.
Yo, 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 yo. 20 deep in the club. Everything worked out. He's dead on the club. Guess it didn't work out. Back on the block. I gotta put the work out. Look out, cause I keep snitch, you won't work out. Now more stress, smoke L's and just worked out. Lawyers hit, they just their bill. So it worked out. Feds couldn't find a spot. We push work out. Don't touch your diamond and grind. So it work out. Bad bitch, after work, she like to work out. Good fuck, but she can suck. So it worked out. Hit the booth, give me the truth. It might work out. Put them on the block and let the arms work out.
Yo, drug dealers, record is X, they all hang out. Diamond bitches, video hoes, they all hang out. Killers in the club, the murderers all hang out. Beats too big for my neck, that's why I hang out. Get from in front of my spot, this ain't a hangout. Niggas want hustle all night, they can't hang out. Shorty hit me after the spot, she won't hang out. Gonna be a long night fight, she couldn't hang out. Shot fly through your six series, your brains hang out. Shook night over the terrace, you won't hang out. Clips too big for the fifth, that's why I hang out. Rims too big for the whip, that's why they hang out.
Too much ice on the kid, yo, I can't put the lights out. Beef on the block, pull up with the lights out. The spot get hot, it's nothing. Shoot the lights out, addicted to hustle, no doubt. That's what I like about. Don't leave the club till morning when the lights out. Long pipe, your wife, dog, put the lights out. She don't go home to you till the lights out. It's other people money till we dead with our lights out. You wanna see us dead or in jail with the lights out. I'd rather be up in hotels with the lights out. Chilling with that bitch Michelle with the lights out. Fuck if you paid your bill, I'll put your lights out.
Any of them niggas, what? That be a blowout. Pay the peak, fucking they cars, they better blow out. 40 shells stacked in the car, just start to blow out. Hit you in the face, give you another hole to blow out. The heater make your hand do a light, blow out. Niggas on the streets in the grind, they get that blow out. The tires on the Hummer inflate if they blow out. Dual exhaust, nigga, black smoke blow out. That's kush, hold that shit in your lungs, don't let it blow out. Scroll through the time, pour, who's back, I'ma blow out. My Hispanic mommy on my sister with the blow out. Calling from the next town, it's free, it's a blow out. You came to the hotel, bitch pulled the blow out. Swinging from the chandeliers, made the lights blow out. Took me on a terrace, said she wanted to blow out. Gave her so much dick, made the pussy blow out.
Woo! Godfall Radio, that was definitely a banger right there. Man, you know, it's crazy is no one having, Fredro on the show and everything like that, but no matter if it's my favorite artist or artist I haven't listened to in 2 years, you know what I mean? And I'm not going to have anybody on my show that I don't like, you know, to tell you the truth. It's my show. I can do what I want. But
I wouldn't either. We don't play garbage.
But on that tip, man, you know, of course, I go through my Onyx. I got every album, you know what I'm saying? I got the solo albums. I got the mixtapes. I got it all. So you just forget how unique and dominant they are as far as when it comes to hip-hop because nobody can – there's people that can yell on tracks and you're not going to sound like Onyx. You know what I'm saying? Like, at all. I mean, and big shout out to Fredro. That's a real dude right there, man. And I have to tell you, I really enjoyed that interview.
Fuck yeah.
The stuff he had to say is it's the same thing that we say every show. And that's what's crazy. And what do I say? Even when I talk to people about the beats that I produce, I'm like, look, my beats had a 90 feel, but new. It's not like you're listening to a beat from 1993. But I love what we're doing with the show. Because if we think about this in the spectrum of time, okay, 1993, that really started, you know, well, I guess, you know,
1993, you know, that was early 93 when Onyx came out with Back the Fuck Up. They were probably like the only East Coast group at that time to really sell a million records because that was the time Death Row and all the West Coast was wrecking shit.
Yeah. Well, because
and Onyx
was
probably like the only crew out there getting notoriety.
Because the Chronic was 92, and on the West Coast,
they
that was 90, like...
They came out in December.
Yeah, so yeah, but still, you know, year-wise, so I mean, you're talking about the same era, but what my point was in the spectrum of time is that all these guests that we have on the show are pretty much are all hitting their 20-year anniversary. Like, obviously, 93.
You're icons, man. Record. Iconic legends in the rap game.
Pete Rock,
shit we grew up to.
20 years. Black Moon,
yep.
20 years.
But
we're getting into 95. Think about these 20-year anniversaries that we're coming into that are from 95. I mean, ooh, we got to have that 20th anniversary Mobb Deep show.
You already know me on that shit. Forget about it. You know, that's my shit.
So you know how it goes down, man. I'm just taking a deep breath for hip-hop right now because I just feel it coming back. And, again, big shout-out to Fred Will Star.
Shout out to Fire.
Gospel Radio. All my people that want to talk to me, definitely press 1 that are on the call lines. All my people listening online.
Press
on the computer, 1. If you want to call up. Yeah, you know, if you want to call up and talk to us, you know, the number's easy, 646-200-4945. We do it like this every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. You know what I'm saying? We're looking forward to the Saturday show hosted by my man, Sneak Rothstein. And don't think that, you know, we're not going to be there. You know what I'm saying? But I'm letting Sneak Rothstein definitely do his thing. You know what I'm saying? It's all fam here, so we definitely doing it. But, you know, man, that was beautiful. We're waiting for MC Shan to come in the house. I'm going to go to my next call.
Yes. Oh, can't wait for that
you
one right there,
saying?
Too.
424. What's happening with you?
What's up with y'all, man?
What's going on?
What's my man, Errol? Mr. Errol Tate.
Mr. Errol Tazy Tate, man. How y'all feeling over there?
Man, we feeling great,
blunt,
man.
I'm about to roll up like this blunt right now.
Hell yeah.
Man, I'm
already. We just had a great interview with Fredrill Starr from Onyx. You know what I'm saying? We're living this die for life. We're doing the die for thing, and that's the way we do it.
Man, I've always been a big-ass Onyx fan, man. You know, from the South, man, we used to scream a lot in our songs anyway. We kind of still do it right now. I kind of got that from them, dude. As long as your lyrics had punch and it had substance and you had that raw aggression behind it, dog, I was all for it, man. You know what I'm saying? So, man, big-ass shout-out to Fredrill Starr, man. I've always been a big fan of all of them. Sticky Fingers, the whole crew, dog, straight up.
Hey, you know what's crazy, too? I think about it now as a producer, engineer, if you will, okay? And knowing how to track vocals, and I think I can take pride in how I track vocals, but I'm going to have to say, I look at some of the artists I listened to back in the day, like Onyx and, say, M.O.P., and they have the way these dudes yell on the mic but are still clean. Back then,
right.
The engineer must have had a field day trying to track those lyrics without it peaking. I mean, I'm out of the day. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to tell you, from even with good equipment, from a mic point stand-up, you have to mic
right.
it up, you know what I'm saying, to where the input and output off of your preamp are basically positioned to where it's not peaking in and it's not peaking out.
Yeah.
And you got to, even
yeah.
tracking the vocals rough before mix and master, you know, I don't mean to, like, go crazy on this, but you have to find a certain frequency that's going to work to where it's going
to
be clean. Because
you have to turn your filters down, man. You have to turn your filters down, man. You have to use three or four pop screens and shit.
Man,
we
definitely going to be getting into your joint, you know what I'm saying, and some of our joints and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? We're waiting for our special guest, so, you know. We just doing
I'm ready for MC Shan, homie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, hey, another legend, man. Y'all just, man, Doc Ford just keep doing it, dog. You know, it's always substance, man. Death is what I call it, man. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I'm on it, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And don't forget, too, obviously Saturday we got the Jordian show on Doc Ford Radio. You know what I'm saying? That's 5:30 Pacific time for us, homie. And then Sunday, 2:00 Pacific time, we got the Men of Faith in Action show with Justified and Cocaine, and our special guest on Sunday is MC Hammer. So you're definitely gonna want to join into that for sure, because they have great conversation on the show. I'm gonna tell you, man, I'm feeling that show. I love.
I got questions for that ass. I know that for a fact.
Yeah. So it's definitely gonna go down. Definitely going to go down. But Mr. L.T., rock with us, man. I think, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to go into some music real quick. Just because this is in my head, just the way she rap and just do her thing, I got to go into this Duchess, because this track she got, I don't know, there's something about it that every time I hear it, it's stuck in my head for like a day and a half. In a good way. I'm not trying to say in a bad way, but in a good way. It's like, man, I guess I hear the beat, it's hype. He rips it. So big shout out to Green Beef Network. My man, Mr. Raw, Duchess, you already know. Crazy. I'm going to go into this distance. We can come back to these callers. Come on, Doc Ford Radio, let's do this.
Yes.
There's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here.
What?
Come here. When with my third eye unlocked. I can see clearly, I'm wake unconscious, they can hear me now. Already know I'm coming, just play my position. Only get in with knowledge and lyrical admission. Gotta make them understand I'm a limited edition. And I'ma go hard without their permission. Touch it on a whole nother level. Listen, I figured I was shepherded up since I was in the kitchen. I'm the chosen one, supposed to have in case I didn't mention. The middle of the ring, nothing but space and opportunity. Protected by the force, it's nothing you can do to me. Noodled, in it for the long haul, whole kick a boodle. I'm about to go all in, I ain't got no friends or pop the pistons. Fuck a 9-to-5 nigga, I came here to glisten. Feeling the actions, I'm heavy on the mentions. Green leaves, everything is always my intention. No, from the beginning, I left for a minute, but now I'm back. Somebody dropped the key to success in my lap. Now how many phases must I go through? And how much talent do I gotta show you before you start believing in the movement? Follow Dutch 6-1-2-3, what the fuck are you doing? Everybody get them hands up high. Get them hands up high. Hands up high. Dutch is in the building, we gon' party tonight. Get them hands up high. Hands up high. Dutch is in the building, we gon' party tonight. Get them hands up high. Hands up high. Dutch is in the building, we gon' party tonight. Nah, I don't got a choice. For me, it's ride or die. Or Kelly got me believing that a bitch can fly. And big girls ain't supposed to. Hey, you don't think I'm the hottest in these streets, bitch. You in denial. I rep NYCBX poster child. I know success is ahead, I'm just coasting now. And my rhymes cause catastrophes like Hurricane Katrina. Attitude like a pity, it's a little bit meaner. While I'm drooling from the mouth, I'm hungry, son. Hope you ain't tired of Dutch, cause I just begun. I'm a different type of chick, real arrogant. Gemini 6-12 and don't take no shit. The gods call me a queen, they see the boss in me. I'm elevating from the earth, so the shine's deserved. It's such the magnificent, I do it so innocent. Drop these jewels, that's written for your benefit. Everybody get them hands up high. Get them hands up high. Hands up high. Dutch is in the building, we gon' party tonight. Get them hands up high. Hands up high. Dutch is in the building, we gon' party tonight. Get them hands up high. Hands up high. Dutch is in the building, we gon' party tonight.
So maybe I should slow down for him, it's too much pressure. But no matter my gonna only get better. I know haters wish it wasn't true, but I'm staying forever. About to put the game on freeze, fool. Zip up your sweater. Haters wanna block me. I'm way too clever and much too intelligent. Your approval irrelevant. Veteran. Sometimes my rhymes can cause brain freeze. Get the etc. I don't spit for free, nigga. $5, I'm selling it. Front on me, I'ma have to start belling. You don't know by now. About to run this game. Dutch is missing, misunderstood, know my name, nigga. Stay in your lane or get your diaper changed. This is grown woman shit, some ain't made for this. Some say I'm too cocky, I believe 125, bitch. Don't make me have to smack the Similac off your lips.
Everybody get them hands up high. Get them hands up high. Hands up high. Dutch is in the building, we gon' party tonight. Get them hands up high. Hands up high. Dutch is in the building, we gon' party tonight. Get them hands.
Yo, what up? This your boy Squeak Rue, All From The Eyes, officially in the building. You listen to Die For Radio with my main man, Die Lansky.
Die For Radio in the house, going down like this. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Dutchess, Greenleaf Network. Definitely a hot track. From a hot MC to dumb shit. You know what I mean?
Like my fucking blood's about to get hot right now. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, and that's what I'm saying. Greenleaf all day, just like you know, just like they say.
Exactly. Today was that perfect day because it's a little bit pouring outside.
It is. Yeah. You probably get more rain out there than we are in LA, but it's pretty much been dropping.
Well, got little tap drizzles.
But I know my peeps on the East Coast are like, man, I'll take y'all weather. Anytime. I got my man Mark Cornelius out there in Michigan talking about it. It's cold as hell. I got my mom in Colorado. She woke up at 7:30 in the morning this morning and said it was 25 below. You know what I'm saying? So, man, you know, that's just crazy. It's just crazy. So we definitely going to, you know what I'm saying, rock out. We waiting for MC Shan. Big shout out to my fiance Ashley, who's on her way to work while I hold everything down here at the radio station. You know what I'm saying? That's the way it goes down. I'm actually going to go back to my shut them down folks over here. You still rocking with us?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely tell these people, because we got a lot of people on the line, man. Yeah, definitely, we can hear you. Definitely tell these people about you know, Shut Them Down Radio and their show, and so they know where to go when Dafo Radio is not on. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, basically, Shut Them Down Radio, we got 7 shows a week, interviews, mixtapes. Our website is shutthemdownradio.com, and email is shutthemdown0@gmail.com.
Absolutely. Repeat that for the slow people or the high people.
Yeah, for the high people, you know what I'm saying? It's shutthemdown0@gmail.com. You can submit the music. Don't submit that Kiwi Juice music. You know what I'm saying?
Now you got to say that shit screwed up for the slow, retarded people.
Yo, don't send that Kiwi Juice-ass music, man. No papaya juice, no mango juice, no foodie-ass music, man. Send that real hip-hop, a real rap, them bars. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And I'm out here in Queens, man. Shout out to the old West Coast. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here in Queens, Mobsdale, a.k.a. Rosedale, Queens. You know what I'm saying? Salute to y'all, man. Great show.
Salute to you, man. I appreciate you, especially on the East Coast, rocking with us in this late hour. And I'm sure, you know what I'm saying, that you'd be rocking, working on something anyways. But we appreciate you, you know, taking the time to rock with us, homie, for real.
You already know, you know what I mean? I'm here, man. You know what I'm saying? Listening to the show. It's great, man. Diverse show. You know, salute to y'all for doing your thing. Much love.
We appreciate it, and you know what I'm saying? We waiting for the homie MC Shan to step in the building, you know, so it's always going to be a good time.
Oh, I got a request before we get him online.
Okay.
You'll find the last song. It's under Z. You know what it is.
Is it already in our system?
It's on the thing.
All right, for sure. Just send me what it says on the message,
bridge.
And I'll get that in. Oh, yeah, yeah. I already got that in there. Oh, yeah. You already know
I had
the bridge in there.
Yes, sir. I was playing that shit earlier.
Well, you know what? Let's do it. I don't find any, you know, why not play the bridge?
Kill that noise and play that shit. Dafo Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got MC Shan and Molly Marl in the house tonight. They just came from off tour, and they want to tell you a little story about where they come from.
You love to hear the story again and again of how it all got started way back when. The monument is right in your face. Sit and listen for a while to the name of the place.
The brick.
Hip-hop was set out in the dark. They used to do it out in the park. Every place that said his name, it rang an alarm. Otherwise known as Mean T-Tom. A brother who's known for his rap, Jabby Jack. Larry Ladd, third, least not last. A cool brother by the name of Gaz. Faith Brothers made you get loose. They was down with a brother called Cousin Bruce. They used to jam in the center. You had to pay so you could enter. Go to the door, get frisked, just in order to get in. And if you wasn't from this town, then you couldn't fight and win. But every time they had a jam, they couldn't get no peace. So that's why the jams out there in the park, they had to see, cause you was in. Why don't you wise up, show all the people in the place that you are bright? Make this here one jam that you do not start no fight.
Cause that is one thing that we all must see done. And if you start some shit, your ass had best to run. Cause you're in
the break.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. this younger crowd. I don't know.
I mean, these dumb kids don't know hip hop because nobody's putting it in their ear what to listen to. They're getting fed all that garbage. You already know that. We all know that.
Yeah, I already know that, but we got to put that aside. And I got to say, I think they would hear the beat and then hear how he starts rapping. See, we hear it differently. That's timeless. That's classic to us. They hear it as far as what they're hearing on music now. You think they would really? You know, I got to go to the phone lines and ask this. I'm going to go to the 917, my man right here. Hey, you think, coming from Queens, too, that's huge for you. You think this newer crowd, and I'm, okay, you know, there's a lot of good hip-hop heads in New York that are younger crowd. It's a little different than.
Yeah, I'm here,
you know,
man. I'm here. What's up, Darlene?
No, I'm just saying, if you think the newer kids, I'm talking, okay, skinny jeans, you know, that type of genre kind of ratchet music. You think if we show one of the kids this song, they would like that?
What, one of the kids that they're with that ratchet movement?
The newer kids that they kind of have right now, you know what I'm saying? If we showed them that song, it'd be like, yo, this is my shit. You think they'd be like, man, that shit is it's okay? Or how do you think that would appeal to them?
Well, first of all, a lot of these younger kids don't know the lineage of hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? So they can't even relate to it.
And that's why I'm asking the question. That's why I'm asking the question, though, because of that. I'm saying all those extremities and everything are out there, okay? So we don't even need to mention that because we know what the deal is. Do you think they would like that sax?
Yeah, they wouldn't like it.
I agree with you.
Because I'm pretty sure there's a lot of young kids out there that do listen to the 90s music and they do get up on it and like it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm taking the mass majority, okay? And again, we hear it differently. Like, I hear that start, it gives me chills. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, man.
And I was a little kid when that shit came out.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, me coming from Queens, of course, you know, I like it. I grew up on MC Shan. Shout out to the old Queens Bridge. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, they were real a pinnacle of the hip-hop, especially out here in New York. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I think the kids would embrace it in a way. But, I mean, they don't know what's really going on with the music, the timeless music, how to make classics, you know. So that's how I feel about that. You know, they will respect it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they will respect it. Right.
Yeah, go ahead, finish. That's all good.
Yeah, they will respect it, but in the same token, you know, they're all about the money now. They're not about the art form, and that's the major problem. You know what I'm saying? It's like the older artists, you know, like Fredo Starr, MC Shan, you know, the list goes on. You know, East Coast, West Coast, they set the precedence, and I feel like some of these younger skinny jeans.
But you know
they,
what?
They
you
not,
know what? On that point, it's the DJ's fault for that shit, though, because who else? How does the music get out?
Yeah, it's the DJ's fault. They giving them passes. They didn't earn. But I'm not saying they don't got to grind or nothing like that. You know. But they didn't earn a lot of these dudes is getting passes, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's why I don't support them, you know? I mean,
a lot of these DJs, as far as the music is the way it is also, especially a lot of DJs that are veterans that grew up from the Golden Era.
Right.
I ain't going to say no names.
You know,
but
you know what's the sad part of this? You know what's the sad part of this whole thing? Because I just cherish, like, hip-hop, like the Bridge and everything that came from the Bridge, but, you know, in the Golden Era and everything we talk about, I cherish it so much, like literally to my soul, if you will, that I think even this new generation that says, yeah, that's tight because they understand that it's the OGs and the foundation, I bet you it's still not a song they go back to their home studio with their homies and be like, yo, check this track out. Like, we got to be more like this. You know what I'm saying? And I still go back to hip-hop like that to refresh what I need to spit. And I think if I don't think this generation, the even the kids that are feeling what those, you know, what is happening right there, they're still not going home and bumping it and put it in their music. Some of them, there's some out
there
that do it. But it's just, it's sad, but again, that's why we have shows.
We need
like
balance. And the DJs are the ones that are supposed to bring balance, but they don't do it.
You need some balance, but see, these dudes don't respect the OGs. You know, coming from the club we came from, you know, I'm from Queens, and especially, like, you know, even the West Coast, East Coast, you know, the OGs set the precedence, and you will follow suit, carrying on tradition. But they up there, you know, manipulating the game, and they don't want to walk through the ranks and, you know, pay respect and do their thing in their own way and leave a legacy,
yep.
You know? It's all about the bread, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I feel about their movement, you know? Some of them are talented. Some of them are fly by night. But, you know, make these classic albums, you know what I'm saying? Like, anybody could make a song, but make a classic album.
Make
be an artist.
To listen to, man.
Right. Instead of just being a rapper, be an artist, man. You know, and that's what I'm missing.
That's 100 right there. That's 100 because the artistry is all we have, if you will. You know what I'm saying? Because it is an art form. It's not something you just do because you're bored. And that's what makes it an art. You know, like, I don't do hip-hop because I'm bored. You know what I'm saying? I love it.
Fuck no.
I'll make no money. And you know, honestly, I'll make no money if I have to and still make hip-hop. I have to. And that's what we said. That's what I'm saying. So, and I'll go back to songs like The Bridge. You feel me? And be like, yo.
Classic.
It keeps me sharp. It keeps me sharp. I'm sorry.
Right.
You
keep your dog sharp.
Man.
Because you know what's crazy, Dialansky? What's crazy is like, especially the battle form of rap, you know, without the beef and the drama in the streets, you know, they kept it on the stage on the mic. You know, if you had a discrepancy with that man, you know, you kick the metaphors and you go to war, and that was that, you know. But now people equating, you know, the violence bringing it into the hip-hop, I think that's kind of whack, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's taken away from the validity of the art form. You know?
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
I mean,
you
could talk about it. We come from diverse backgrounds. We all know that. But, still, you know, keep the art form alive. Like, we're killing it ourselves. You know? It's all different kind of genres of hip-hop. And that's what I miss. You know, years ago, you know, I'm older. You know what I'm saying? So, years ago, you know, with so many different artists, you know, you had party music. You had philosophical. You know, it was different. Now it's just, like, skinny jeans and, like, it's real cheesy to me, man. Auto-tune, you know, it's crazy out here.
Kiwi juice. Kiwi juice.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. Well, I know for a fact that the homie MC Shan has some feedback on what we're talking about, and I want to welcome him right now to Die For Radio. MC Shan, what's up, my homie?
Chilling like a villain.
That's what's up, man. It's a pleasure having an OG like you. We just played The Bridge just a little bit ago and kind of had a discussion with our callers about it, and, you know, and it's just interesting because, you know, to us it's just so timeless. You know, you hear it and it's like you're hearing it for the first time again. You know what I'm saying? Almost, it's like just crazy, but still relevant.
Now, when I've said that about my new stuff that I just put out, it's like people are receptive to it, and it's like, couple of them songs I had did years ago, and I just put it, you know, as a mixtape, and it says the year I did it on it, 1994. You know, coming back to hit y'all in 1994, and people are like, yo, what the heck is that? It's like just the things that I did is not timely. It's not like, oh, it's here today because we got the dance today, and then tomorrow it's a new dance. It's just older hip-hop is just, that's, it said something different than nowadays music does.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. And let me tell you, we're going to be dropping some of those tracks that you talk about, your new ones. And one of them that he sent me is called Bring Hip Hop Back. And so relevant to what we're talking about. I mean, it's so crazy because, again, this hip hop in the substance is due to lack of research. You know what I'm saying? And part of that portrays in their music because sometimes they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. But definitely, the new tracks are hot. But besides that, tell us what's happening new for our dude MC Shan.
Well, I'm still doing my shows. I'm about to drop the mixtape. What I did was I put up a lot of the tracks on YouTube first, you know, just to promote it, you know, get feedback on it. I'm still doing that. I'm still showing, doing shows, and I'm happy that on the 40th anniversary of hip hop, they invited me, Kool Herc, and invited me to be a part of what's going on. That's kind of special.
Absolutely.
You know, that they seeked me out for the 40th, you know, the 40th year of hip hop. They sought me out like, Shan, we don't care if you're in Atlanta. We're going to fly you up here, you know what I'm saying, put you in the room and everything. That makes me feel like, you know, after I'm gone and buried and 6 feet under, that I left something here on the planet. You know what I'm saying? Not very many people could say that, but I just feel kind of crazy with that one. It's like, yo, it's a legacy that I left.
No, I mean, no, it's
that's iconic status right there.
Yeah, and that's my boy, Matt, my co-host.
Look, check it. I still have yet to realize that, because lots of times when cats be talking about, yo, you a legend, I still have to go home and look in the mirror and say, are these people fucking really talking about me? What, they don't know me, must be. They don't know me for real. They be like, you're an asshole, Shan. Shut up.
Oh, man. But, hey.
Kill that noise, man.
Hell no. You did leave a legacy, though. Not only that, you left the foundation. You left the institution to where, I mean, man, y'all set, my man from Shutting Down Radio, Dirty Shallow, was saying, he from Queens, you know, y'all set it to where you had to rap a certain way. You had to be a certain, you know, breed to really make it out of Queens.
You had to be able to make it out of anywhere. I don't care where you was from. If you wasn't doing what you was doing, you was going to get talked about. I was like, if you look back in rap history, I was like one of the biggest shit starters there was. I wrote most of the diss records that were out, the Run DMC diss, although they was my boys and whatnot. I still wrote that Steady B record, Steady B's first record. I wrote that for him.
Yep.
That LL Take Your Radio. And behind LL Take Your Radio, I dissed LL my damn self. But a lot of those, the DMC diss that was done by Kid Frost, I mean, I was behind a lot of stuff back in the days and all the troublemaking. You know what I mean? And there was a thing that people knew that if you said something funny to me, I was going to come back at you. So either you mind your manners, or the only reason why they got behind Chris like that, because, you know, I was like a bully. And then when somebody stands up to the bully, all the punks stand behind the bully, talk about, yeah, get him. Of course, it's my man.
That's what's up. Well, you know what? We're going to go real quick, and then definitely the phone lines are going to line up. I got to drop this Bring Hip Hop Back on the People. So definitely walk out with us. You know what I'm saying? I definitely got some questions for you, and I know my man Ford does. So, you know, this is the way we bring hip hop back right now.
Gospel Radio, listen. Look, y'all cut it in already. Do y'all thing.
Get your hand out of my pocket. Call me old school, I'm a hip-hop head. Hip-hop host, spinning hip-hop bread. Hip-hop rhymes on a hip-hop track. Let's bring hip-hop back. I'm the type to claim I never knew that cat. And on sight, niggas laying you out flat. Confidential CI, nigga, you that rat, claiming thug. Where the fuck they do that at? Is it to my understanding that you're handling coke keys? Talking about you pros? Nigga, you broke, please. You better save it for a lawyer. Less trips to the strip club, tricking on the toyer. You can never hold down what I maintain. Sick, got the people saying I ain't sane. Hot boy, acting like if you ain't flame. Got a chopper, but the bitch can't aim. In this game, son, I hustle like a nigga to sling crack. Waiting for these pussy little niggas to swing back. Me and you could never ever be on the same track. If coke was a notebook, this would be the bring back. Call me old school, I'm a hip-hop head. Hip-hop hoes spending hip-hop bread. Hip-hop rhymes on a hip-hop track. Let's bring hip-hop back. Call me old school, I'm a hip-hop head. Hip-hop hoes spending hip-hop bread. Hip-hop rhymes on a hip-hop track. Let's bring hip-hop back. Niggas step up and get your cranium cracked. I'm trying to be cool, this ain't a way to react. I really ain't feeling what he's saying, he whack. Y'all niggas fraud, so I'm taking it back. I'm his worst nightmare, everything he fears.
Fuck all this talking, nigga, see me when the check clears. Now y'all rapping and pursuing careers, and this shit that I've been doing for years. Since when do some 20 inches sit a nigga so high? Walking so the nigga didn't see me stroll by. This is why I'm still getting paid today. Cause legends don't die, we just fade away. He must have rolled the short bus cause he acts slow. The rookie nigga talking like he all pro. I'm jumping in but I ain't screaming, look out though. I'm screaming, fuck you nigga, die slow. Call me old school, I'm a hip-hop head. Hip-hop hoes spending hip-hop bread. Hip-hop rhymes on a hip-hop track. Let's bring hip-hop back. Call me old school, I'm a hip-hop head. Hip-hop hoes spending hip-hop bread. Hip-hop rhymes on a hip-hop track. Let's bring hip-hop back. You rather see a blind man cause he write braille. Why that nigga locked up cause he like jail? This nigga here shook cause he look all pale. A tame a beast, you got to grab it by the tail. But the trick is, I'm hard to catch. And your style and my style, they hardly match. I'm looking at the surface and it's hardly scratched. You still bleeding and you partly patch. I stay on point and keep one in the chain. And ain't worried about you cause your bitch ass lame. Fuck around and I'ma leave your bitch ass maimed. Nothing personal, it's part of the game. Original Don, you know where I'm with me. My gun pun cock, no bullshit talk. Your pussy all that rude boy, I move from a dick. My tech is the rusty, but still I shoot shit. Call me old school, I'm a hip-hop head. Hip-hop hoes spending hip-hop bread. Hip-hop rhymes on a hip-hop track. Let's bring hip-hop back. Call me old school, I'm a hip-hop head. Hip-hop hoes spending hip-hop bread. Hip-hop rhymes on a hip-hop track. Let's bring hip-hop back.
Doffo Radio in the house. What a, I mean, just another classic track, obviously, for my man, Ed Chan. Woo! Bringing hip-hop back, man, you know what I'm saying? That's a good feeling.
Well, I'm doing what I do. I'm not doing anything that these new cats is doing. They can do what they want. You know what I'm saying? Why would I be an innovator of something and then switch and try and do what they doing? I'm doing what the heck hip-hop was made to be. They can do what they do, how they do. Not saying that what they're doing is wrong, because everything evolves and changes. It's just that their music is for my kids. I don't listen to their music. That's my son's music. My sons, they have a real respect for real hip-hop. So they know what it is when they're hearing some lyricist that ain't spitting something that's worthy. You know what I'm saying? They'll look at him and be like, nah, he ain't saying nothing, you know? But a lot of times these cats that's on these records, like, I love the Migos. The Migos, I love them. But their joint, you got to come with a track sheet that ride the world. What did he just say? You know, what did he just say?
Yeah. No, for sure, for sure.
I'm very, very, very familiar with the new music that is out because I do DJ in the club. You know what I'm saying?
I DJ in
the club. You know what I mean? So I'm in tune with their music, and I'm in the South, and so I can't play New York stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, hell yeah. I mean, this is
different. Who's coming out of New York that's doing something? Who's coming out of New York that's doing something that's not sounding like they trying to sound like they from the South?
Yeah, I feel you. Well, our phone lines are blowing up. I'm going to go to the 717 call. The 717, what's happening with you? Live with MC Shan, Dylansky, Doffo Radio.
You already, you know, Dylansky. I'm calling up here to talk to my Uncle Shan. It's the Duchess, a.k.a.
What up, I'm chilling like a villain. I'm still waiting for my magazine. I think I've seen the electronic one. Appreciate that.
Okay. Did you hear the mixtape too? You on the mixtape, so
thank you for that too.
All right.
Thank you for that too.
And I know you gonna say you still want your magazine. I lost the address.
I'm good, and I love you for even giving me some shine. I love you for that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like these guys here that's doing the interview with me, come on. I mean, it's 26 years late, 30 years later, and I'm still getting calls talking about something that I did many, many years ago, long before some of these people who are listening is even born. You know what I'm saying? So I'm
blessed. I just wanted to say, because I heard you make a comment. You said, you know, you want to be remembered when you go. Understand, I want to say this one thing to you. If nobody else don't remember you, Dutch is just going to make the biggest deal about you leaving me that I have ever seen before. You all got to worry about that, Musty.
I'm not planning on going nowhere no time soon. But thank you, and I love you for that one, too.
I love you, too. I know everybody want to talk to you, so I just wanted to call in, shout out. I'm not going nowhere until you leave. I just wanted to, you know, send my love, make sure you know I was here.
Right, and you see I'm being rather toned down tonight, right? You see, this is the first time I'm doing an interview with them, so I'm just giving them the calm, toned down, more conservative, sitting at home with the daughter and the wife. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving them that chance tonight.
But still
as interesting as ever, and still, you know, still as interesting as ever is all I can say.
Well, it's always a pleasure, Shan. I'm so happy that you're still doing your thing. Hey, you know I'm going to hit you up behind the scenes, but, you know, I'm going to let you go on with your interview and salute to you,
right.
My dude. You are hip-hop.
I got to send y'all some of them new tracks that I got that's from the mixtape and whatnot, so y'all can have some exclusives. Because I'm coming doing what I do. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so just look out for that. Matter of fact, I got your new number, so hit me.
Yes. Tomorrow, I know the right time. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. All right.
Yes.
And big shout out to Duchess, because Greenleaf every day in her radio station. I saw in the article. I read the article. You know what I'm saying? And big shout out to Greenleaf. You know, that's my fan. I talk to these people every day. Big shout out to Mr. Raw. You know what I'm saying? And the whole team. And definitely, we're going to hold you down. And on the point what Shan said, too, you said 26 years later, you want to interview for something you did. Because Dieful Radio is such a hip-hop fan, part of what you want here is because we excited for what you still doing. You know what I'm saying? So we appreciate what you did, but I know what you're still doing is just as great. So that's why you want Dieful Radio, because you...
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? You personally and a bunch of other people that we're going to bring to the table, and what I try to do here on Gospel Radio, including Duchess herself, can change this hip-hop thing. And that's part of what I love that song, Bring Hip-Hop Back.
See, you know what people always ask me, well, Shan, what you doing? I ain't heard nothing out on you lately. I ain't heard none of this, and I ain't heard none of that. And I tell them, I say, well, check this out. The people that matter and the people that need to know, they know. So that's just like telling them maybe you one of the people that don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Because like you hear Duchess, she come on, she talking about I'm on the mixtape already. You know what I'm saying? The people that need to know, y'all know the new stuff. The people that need to know. So the rest of the people that just, you know what I'm saying, they don't fuck with me, they don't fuck with me. That's all right. But the people that need to know that I'm doing stuff. They know I've got new things out. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not just sitting stagnant and letting time pass by and living off of old credentials.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's a big part of, like, hip-hop, the balance, though. You understand that, too, to where we do have that other side of hip-hop and rap nowadays. We have PMD on the show, and he explained this to me in a way I didn't look at it, honestly. And he said, we got to have that other kind of rap because that's what makes us extraordinary. Still, to this day, 26 years later, you know what I'm saying? But hearing new songs from you, that's what it's about, honestly, because it makes everything you did still relevant, just like you were just saying. You feel me? So, I mean, just a big shout-out to you. I'm actually going to show the people Big Stars. Tell me about this track real quick, Big Stars, because it's definitely a heater.
Big Star, that just reflects to me of all the artists that are nowadays trying to do it. They just want to be big stars. You know, they ain't doing it for the love of the music. Back in the days when we started doing this hip-hop, we loved the music. And when we found out we could get paid, that was a plus. Hip-hop has made more millionaires than anything ever anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Young black millionaires. So it's like when we figured out we could get paid and just bring hip-hop back and all that big star, that big star was just one of them things. Everybody want to be a big star, drive a big car. Nigga, step best be up to par. You know what I'm saying? Your skills better be up to par. You fuck with an old-school nigga like me because I'm on some real shit. You know what I'm saying? So your skills best to be up to par. Bring the ruckus, because real recognize real. I can't feel suspect, you motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I don't do all that. So that was just like, and I'm talking about cats in this record, but I'm not naming them straight out, because you know the world will just throw something at me. Oh, you a hater, you a hater, you a hater. Well, let me tell y'all that's listening. That word hater was made because of me. You know what I'm saying? Just because I'm the one that'll listen to your joint and I'll be like, yo, I don't like what he talking about, so I'm going to write something about him. That word hater was made because of me. But I don't mind you calling me a hater. I'm still going to talk about you anyway. Ha, ha.
Well, this is what we're going to do with Big Stars. And then my co-host got some questions for you. And you got fans blowing up the phone lines right now, my dude. So,
I don't mind. We can get to all of them. Listen, in the meantime, let me tell them where they can catch some of my stuff at on YouTube. My YouTube channel is MC Shan Inc. INC. MC Shan INC. I got some of the new tracks up there. You know what I'm saying? On Twitter, it's MC_Shan. On Instagram, it's MC Shan with the number one after it. You know, I'm out there. I answer the people. I follow basically everybody back. I got more follows than I got followers on my tag on Twitter and stuff. Because everybody that follows me, if you follow me, I know that you fuck with me. I don't have 100,000 Twitter followers because I don't like to see numbers. I'd rather have 10,000 people that actually interact with me than to have 100,000 and only 5% of that actually pay attention to anything that I'm talking about or interact back and forth. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And I got to tell you, before we get to the track real quick, big shout out to my man Todd Davis and Duchess, because I've been, you know, dealing with them, for both of them, for a little while now. And I told both of them, you know, like MC Shan, yeah, like we got to get it done. And it was getting towards the holidays, you know what I'm saying, and I didn't want to, you know, get people out of holiday schedule or anything like that. But when I later in 2013, I was already trying to get you on Gospel Radio, homie, like for real, and told Duchess, and Duchess was like, yeah, that's my dude right there. And I was like, yeah, he's going to be on Gospel Radio soon. Watch, watch, watch. I couldn't wait to have you. So whether you the
but
tone
you know
down,
what? I don't know
whether
what you
the tone
you
down
so
or who you the tune.
Say what again?
I was just saying, it didn't matter if it's the tone down, the hype, the whatever it is. I just, you know, Gospel Radio needed MC Shan, and just big salute to you, my
dude. I'm still being me. I just let loose a little bit a minute ago. You know what I'm saying? I'm usually very verbal about a lot of things, and I know we're not FCC regulated. But tonight, you know, I'm going to, you know, but still,
yeah,
we have
the
fun. Right.
Absolutely. We definitely
and my four-year-old is sitting in my face, so I would like her to know how to conduct interviews in her future star career. So I'm gonna just let her chill.
So we're gonna go to this track, Big Stars. So we can come back to these callers, back to some questions. MC Shan, Queen, stand up, hip hop, stand up. Let's do this.
Everybody wanna be a big star, drive a big car, nigga, step, best be up the par, motherfuckers, bring the ruckus, real recognize real, can't feel suspect, you motherfucker, you see me as an angry motherfucker, cause a nigga got mad rhymes, fucked up, caught me at a bad time, still put it down the cipher, hip-hop code, about to pop it in to get it cold, rip y'all mode, Shan, I used to rep then, and I'ma keep reppin' on, name gon' be written down amongst the upper echelon, get mine, get it, and get fly with it, nothing can spit game the way I spit it. Little pretty niggas ain't built for a dust up. You wanna
all the way to the end when girls were girls and men were men. Seen the game to go completely retarded, so we gon' act like the CD skipped and restarted. Everybody wanna be a big star, drive a big car, nigga step, best be up the bar, motherfuckers. Bring the ruckus, real recognize, real can't feel suspect, you motherfuckers. Everybody wanna be a big star, drive a big car, nigga step, best be up the bar, motherfuckers. Bring the ruckus, real recognize, real can't feel suspect, you motherfuckers. Trying not to see y'all, son, that's why I'm twittin', about to put the whole game on lock like San Quentin. I spit fire like Hellstone, fall beyond your frequency, give my shit fuck up cell phone. Get the stepping money, ain't no cab, cause there ain't that much robust in your vocab. I stay moving at Mach 1, and rhymes with keys, no doubt. A nigga be knocked, son, you need more highway to make new lanes. I done put more heads than flights of jet blue planes. Treated like royalty, they call me an eminence. Know I'm real, cause they still see me riding through the tenements. My name's gon' whistle in the whistling wind. On the day that I'm judged and forgiven for sin. If the rain at your party is a salty grade, picture me with a smile, pissing on your parade. Everybody wanna be a big star, drive a big car, nigga step, best be up the bar, motherfuckers. Bring the ruckus, real recognize, real can't feel suspect, you motherfuckers. Everybody wanna be a big star, drive a big car, nigga step, best be up the bar, motherfuckers. Bring the ruckus, real recognize, real can't feel suspect, you motherfuckers. Everybody wanna be a big star, drive a big car, nigga step, best be up the bar, motherfuckers. Bring the ruckus, real recognize, real can't feel suspect, you motherfuckers. Everybody wanna be a big star, drive a big car, nigga step, best be up the bar, motherfuckers. Bring the ruckus, real recognize, real can't feel suspect, you motherfuckers.
Die for radio in the motherfucking building. I gotta say it like that because I got my man MC Shan in the house. Big stars. Bringing hip hop back. I mean, you telling a story, my dude.
That's what it is, and we're gonna act like the CD skipped and restarted.
Absolutely, we definitely gonna do that. But these people are blowing these lines up, and I know my man Matt Four got some questions for you. But I'm definitely running the tracks back, so don't even trip about that, Matt Four.
Look, there's some more headed to your email as you're talking right now. There's more headed to your email right now.
Okay. Okay, I can
handle
that.
But I'm just saying, you ain't got to, you know what I'm saying? That's just for later purposes, because I'm not going to keep the people out there. That, you know what I'm saying? I'm not selling these. I'm giving them to the people, you know what I mean? I see that mixtape thing is how they do nowadays. That's the normal cost of business, so I'm going to give y'all something.
Woo! Loving it. Matt Ford.
Yo, all I'm going to say is long live the Shan. Much love to Big Daddy Kane. But you're the man, and I'm glad those tracks that you just play right now, those shits are fucking banging. It is great to have you on the show, my dude. I appreciate that shit big time. I got a big smile on my face to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. Listen, like I said, I appreciate y'all for having me even on the show. You know what I mean? I'm still humble because if it wasn't for guys like y'all and the people that listen to these artists' records and make them who they are, they will be, you know, just who they are. But y'all are what make us who we are. And you know what I'm saying? As far as being the artist and being liked and loved, because if y'all didn't like us, what the heck? You know what I'm saying? We'd be standing there playing our music for ourselves and for our family, and they'll be telling us we're the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Yes, sir. Big fan of you. You and the Juice crew from them days when everybody was doing your shit. Like Cool G Rap, Big Daddy Kane, Granddaddy IU. I mean, much love to y'all, especially you, though. Like you said earlier, you invented the word hate, these motherfuckers. They be hating and shit. You don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
If they look back in history, they'd have figured that out, though. Like, yo, he was starting a lot of trouble. But that's the way it was, you know. And with the KRS-One thing where everybody gets it misconstrued, me and Chris, we'd have been rivalry battling up until today. But if it's not for Marley saying, nah, I don't want to make another record about Chris, he's going to get famous. But he's famous already. You know what I'm saying? And back then, the loyalty was to the producer. So what if the producer said wasn't going to happen, ain't going to happen, it just ain't going to happen. So that's why you never got a next response after, you know, after the, I don't know which one came first or second, but if Chris did not make that stupid record, and he knows I say this because this is my man. We, you know what I'm saying? If he ain't make that stupid record, we would never be in history right now. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop was at a dormant stage at that time. When that rivalry came out, it was like hip-hop had touched on a lot of things, And the major labels and all of the publications were saying that hip-hop wasn't even an art form. It wasn't going to last, this, that, and the third. So just to bring just that being said, I'm going to show you down the line of my history of why certain things went the way they did. Okay, now with the Chris thing, that was what Marley didn't want to do another song, but that was all fine, you know, because that if maybe it would have went totally different. If I would have made another song. So the way that it went is just fine to me. Let people think what they want, But in that day and time around then when rap was being dormant and they thought that, oh, it wasn't an art form, I was like being a advocate. Even though I was hardcore, I went and I did a album called Play It Again, Shan. Because they thought we were only using samples and all kind of stuff, and we were just on some hip-hop, the bip-bop. No, so what I did was I played music over. I took bass lines from this song and played it. So that's why it's called Play It Again, Shan. And the songs that I did were like, it ain't a hip-hop record, it's house. House music was out then. But hip-hop artists can get down on some house music, or we can get down on some, what was that joint I made? Ain't it good to you? You know, it was different songs, and you could never put me in a bag because I always did different kinds of things. I did love songs. I did hardcore songs. I did metaphoric songs like cocaine. I talked about cocaine in a song where you thought I was talking about a female the whole time. You know what I'm saying? I did things like that. I did MC Space, which was totally out to the left. You know what I mean? So it was like you could never put me in a bag to say Shan was this kind of rapper or that kind of rapper. But as time went on, you know, things were what it was. But that's one of the reasons why I came out with an album like Play It Again, Shan, being a hip-hop artist. Because, I mean, they just was thinking that our whole thing was going to fail. And here we are 40 years later, and they're getting ready to celebrate the 40th year of hip-hop. So big shout to all of those that doubted what we were doing. Not a big deal.
I still own the copy of Down by Law, your first CD. That shit, I play that shit most of the time. I mean, that shit, I love this shit. I love hip hop. This is, and that record. A lot of motherfuckers that don't know about the record, you should go look it up. Check it out.
Yep, Down by Law. And see, lots of times these new artists, they don't understand that you can only be first once. You know what I mean? You can only be first once.
Hey, for real, though. That's dope. That's dope at the end, but man.
Anything that came after what we were doing, y'all just a part of what we was doing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
No disrespect to none of them. I hope that their careers last and span as long as some of ours did, and they make a mark in music, you know, because, I mean, they need to start learning more of the business, and these hip-hop artists out here, they think it's just about rhyming, and not knowing nothing about what's going on with their money. They need to get up on the business side of this hip-hop game so that my story does not become their story. And I do have a cartoon out on YouTube. It's called MC Shan, Planet Cold Chillin', The Saga Continues, where I tell the
story. Oh, shit,
I gotta
check that shit out.
Right, it's like, I don't want to sit behind a camera like everybody else's DVD and just tell the story. So I got an animator, and we're telling the story like Planet Cold Chillin' is the record label. Fly Ty is the evil ruler of Planet Cold Chillin'. He had me, Shantae, and all of us signed to fucked up contracts, and we were slaves to Cold Chillin'. But the way the story is being told is interesting for children, but also for those that are in the business, it's educational. You get what I'm saying? Everybody always say, Shan, you should write a book and you should sell this. I'm not selling this information. I'm giving it away free. You know what I mean? Because that's what I owe to these artists. Why would I sell them the knowledge that I have? I'm being blessed as it is. So anything these artists want to get on Twitter and ask me, face Instagram, whatever, I always be answering questions, checking out the videos, all that. Because somebody gave me a shot, they gave me a listen, they gave me, well, it wasn't no retweet, but if the only thing I could do is give you a retweet, or, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And if that's
absolutely
a stamp of approval, you dig what I'm saying? I'm willing to help all the artists. I'm not going to make a profit off of stuff that I know. And I tell an artist firsthand, go get a lawyer. It might cost you a little bit in the beginning, but it's going to save you a lot in the end so you don't get jerked. Don't get a lawyer that's been appointed to you from somebody else. Go find your own because he's going to protect you from your grandmama, your mama, if he has to.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And we're gonna definitely hit these phone lines. I have an 803 call that's been holding for a minute. 803, Gospel Radio with MC Shan, Mad 4, Darlansky. What's happening?
Yo, what's going on, man? My name is Michael Hood, 745. I'm a first-time listener. I just called in, man. I see you had MC Shan up there and Fred Joe Starr. I got a two-part question. I got a comment, man. MC Shan said some real shit, man. I'm from South Carolina, and I bump a lot of up north music, and a lot of cats down here in South Carolina can't really understand the up north sound, and that deepness that comes. It's like a lot of these cats down here in South Carolina, they're so stuck on that this bubblegum rap. I call it bubblegum rap. Mm-hmm. They're bubblegum rappers. That's all it is bubblegum rappers.
If it don't concern a Molly popping pussy or throwing money, it doesn't go beyond their mentality. It doesn't comprehend. Some things are just too deep. I mean, you know, go ahead, finish what you were saying, but I understand where you're coming from with that.
Yeah, and I wanted you to how you feel about the state of hip hop in the days of this new world order that's going on now. And the second question is, how do you feel about truth hip hop? Like you got the guy, artist Payday Monsanto. How do you feel about that? Because you know the corporations that took shit over, so NWO is here.
Say that again.
Okay, the first question is, how do you feel about the state of hip hop in the days of the new world order? You know, we're coming to the days of a new world order. You know a history about America.
Okay.
We ain't got to get in there. You know America's screwed up, and there's people that run this country that are not for us at all, and they're bringing in the new world order.
This is where the state of the new hip-hop is the mind controlling and keep you as dumb as possible. People don't understand and recognize that we don't have a hooded Ku Klux Klan anymore. For the simple fact, they don't have to kill us anymore, that we're doing it ourselves. You know what I'm saying? So the new state of hip-hop is just be as ignorant as possible, and we're going to sell that. And that's what these younger cats latch on to. Oh, I could get a $1 million deal if I talk ratchet, and then I got to sell this ratchetness to my peers. Bet, let's do it. It's not like, oh, we like the things we were selling back in the days will be a lawyer, be a this, be a that. The people that are in power are not letting that type of positive message shine through, and there's a lot of artists out here they're just not getting a shot because of, you know what, you know, the Illuminati, or whatever y'all want to call it. But if you notice every remix that's going on now, the cats have got all the bread. These are the cats that are on all the remix. You know what I'm saying? Or they just keep spreading that same money amongst their little clique. Junior, I ain't worried about what the next man got in his pocket.
Hey, MC Shan, they breaking you up, man. You're getting too deep, man.
Talking
about the new
order. Yeah, hey, when you start saying that shit, you're starting to break up on your phone.
They don't want to hear the New World Order, man. See, back in the 90s, man, y'all was talking back in your time. I'm 28 years old. I'm more of the 90s and the late 80s. And y'all was spitting that real shit about, man, about what's going on and the corruption and stuff, man. Throw it in there a little line. Y'all didn't blatantly say it, but you threw it in there for that person to get that ear and catch it. But now it's gone. That is gone. That's why I missed the 90s, man. That 10 years right there from 1990 to 2000, I'll say 2001, 2002
or 3. Look, like I say, I get on all kinds of subjects because if you bring anything of enlightenment to the table, they don't want that. So, you know what I'm saying? This is what you get.
And
I was one that really never put a cover on what I was talking about. Go back to my song, Time for Us to Defend Ourselves. I'm talking about the police blatantly, like, yo, y'all are in the project beating us up. Ride police cars through the project.
Yeah, hell yeah, man.
You know, I'm riding police car props through the projects just like marketing. This is, you know what I'm saying? They couldn't understand that I was who I was, and I was able to get a permit from the city to come in and talk about the police. I don't hide my message to you. I don't care who listen, whatever. You know what I mean? Go ahead and tap my phone somewhere.
Yeah, fuck it, man. That's how I feel, man. I mean, fuck the system. I mean, shit is so screwed up now. It's like, motherfuckers is just, they're gone. Their mind is gone. It's like, man, like now, the music you hear now from hip-hop, somebody, it's like, it teaches you how to get caught in the trap house. Back then, y'all teach you how to get away from the motherfuckers.
Right.
Hey, get away. Trap
out the band, though. Trap out the house with the boards on the window. See, I know this new school music.
No doubt, man.
We're going to get
all y'all, man.
Absolutely. Hey, be sure to tune in every Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, man. Dopo Radio, we always do it big. You know what I'm saying? So definitely big. Hey, much
longer than the first time. How much longer
do we
have?
You know what? We can go for, you know, we can go, homie.
Oh,
we can go.
I'm not saying I got to get off the phone. But if we're going to touch on our subjects, let's not just leave certain subjects untalked about. You know what I mean?
Well, we still got some fans that definitely want to holler at you, too.
I'm trying to talk about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, much love. Michael Hood, man, South Carolina, man, all day, man. Y'all take care, man.
Hey, if you mind me asking you, Michael Hood, what'd you find out about Dipo Radio?
No, I just found it out now, man. I was just scrolling through damn blogs already, and I see y'all had Fredo Starr and MC Shan on there, and I just stopped by, and you had just Die for Real Hip Hop, and I'm down with Real Hip Hop, so I
appreciate
follow y'all, man.
Definitely connect with us, man.
Much
love, my
dude. If y'all on Twitter, man, I follow you, MC Shan, I follow all y'all, man. I'm Michael Hood 745 on Twitter.
Absolutely.
The M and the L and the H and the D is capitalized now. Michael Hood, 745 South Cat.
So we're gonna be talking, homie. I appreciate you calling up for the first time, and I'm gonna make sure you get the information to continue to follow us.
All
right. Right. Y'all remember MC _ Shan. I will be right.
You
go on Twitter in 2 minutes.
So much better now. And I got a Queens affiliate in the house. Jabbar, you rocking with us?
You already know who it is when you hear that sound. Queens in the building. You know how it's going down. MC Shan.
What's good? Partner, everything good with you?
Man, as good as it is, Southside Jamaica, Queens over here. Queens affiliate, man. Salute to the pioneer in the game. They want to call it old school, but I just call it true school, my G. I'm a co-host of Duchess on the Greenleaf Network. What's good?
Chilling. Now, y'all already know I like to do what I do when it comes to this interview thing.
We know, man. Listen, man, you dropping them jewels and you giving them the heads up, you know, what people pay for, you giving it to them for free. You always been an articulate MC from day one, very legible, very understandable in this game. So just to hear you on these airwaves, being able to let them know what really is sometimes when they get the falsehood, man. That's just what we do over here. You know, we do all the time.
Keep it 1,000.
You already know, my G. I'm glad to hear you on the phone. You know, I know Duchess was like, yo, my man, she ain't going to be on there tonight. I say, yo, I gotta holler at the G, man. Queen's in the building all day. I don't care where
Duchess
we live
still
at.
In the house. Duchess still in the house rocking with us. Duchess, you still with us?
No, I'm not going nowhere as long as MC Shan is on this phone. You already know that. Yes, I'm right here.
She's waiting for my medicine to kick in, and then I'll just slip out into a whole nother zone, and then I'll be on some other tangent.
Crazy. Because, hey, you know, people probably might have thought something different, but, you know, going through my emails, I actually do got some new MC Shan tracks. So everything that these fans are listening to and everything, no, he really did, while he was on air, send me new tracks. So I don't know what y'all are thinking, man. MC Shan, OG in the game. This shit crazy right now. Doubtful Radio is going down in full effect. I mean, whoo.
You got the MC Shan bring hip-hop back?
We already played that, too.
Oh, well, damn. You know, I missed it, man. I missed it. Well, you know, at least you know I was on my jersey about that request.
Look, it's on YouTube. Y'all already know it's on YouTube. You know what I mean? Any of that new Shan stuff is on MC Shan Inc. on YouTube. That's, you know what I'm saying? It's like, there it is. Go get it.
Keep bringing that fire, my G.
Definitely.
Who you got any collabos with in the up-and-coming situation?
I'm used to holding down all the verses by myself. Get all that collabo, you know what I'm saying? That just slow you down when you got to do tours and do shows. Not everybody is available at the same time. So you just got a song that you can't really perform nowhere. So, and plus, I don't like nobody acting like I need them on my song for me to do good.
I thought you was going to tell me there was a new Duchess and Shan in the working.
We wasn't talking about that. We saving that for, you know what I'm saying? That was, but still, glad you leaked it, so now they can look for it.
What's up?
And we got my man Sneak Rothstein in the house. Sneak, you rocking with us?
He's there.
What's up, yo? Triple OG.
What's up,
yo? Gotta get MC phone back in action because it's definitely cutting out again.
It sounds like in the Matrix with Theo.
Oh, no. Look.
What's up, Sneak?
What's up, man?
Yo. Yeah.
Yo. Oh, yeah, he back. Okay. Yeah. We back in action.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's a 100,000 times better, my dude.
Oh, yeah. Now we can hear you.
1,000. Yeah, well, I had that Bluetooth headphone on. That was me being lazy trying to sip my Moscato. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, regardless of all that, homie, I mean, we appreciate you rocking with us, but you know what I mean? We just want to hear you because everything you're saying is 100, and that's the way it goes. You know what I mean? Now, we got my homie Sneak Rothstein in the house. He actually hosts a show on Saturday nights with Doc Warren, plus hosts a show on Shut Him Down Radio out of New York and Atlanta, you know what I'm saying, 7 days a week. So, you know what I mean? This is the way we rock out, man. We definitely got the network going and the fans going. So, man, you know, it's a beautiful thing over here with hip-hop.
And if he feels like it's a beautiful thing to have Shan on, just holler at me. I'm there. What time? It don't matter. What time is it here? It's daggone 1:20. I don't care what time it is. Business is business. Artists don't understand that it's the radio and the DJs that really make their career. You dig what I'm saying? So make yourself available to these people. And when you send them your songs, make sure you send them a drop talking about this is so-and-so, and you checking out blah, 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 and this is my new blah, 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 blah.
You already know I'm
going to
get a drop from you. I do that with all of my guests. You already know I got to get a drop from you, homie, and you know I'm going to do that.
Yo, don't even worry. I'm ready already. I'm ready.
Yeah. But, Sneak, you got a question for MC Shan?
Of course I do. Triple OG, the Sneak Rothstein. How does it feel
to sit back and look at what you created, you know what I'm saying, coming out of Queens Bridge and see the results of all the dope-ass lyrics coming out of there. Because it's like Queens Bridge don't raise no punks, man. It ain't no junk coming out of there.
I was saying that earlier. You got to be a certain breed to make it out of Queens, homie. And he did say, though, not to interrupt you, Shan, but he did say you got to be dope no matter where you come from. And I agree with that, but at the same time, I agree with Sneaking his question. Out of Queens, that's crazy.
Look,
so,
you got to figure, Queensbridge is only 6 blocks big.
Yeah.
So it had to be something that we was drinking in that East River water. You know what I mean? We got basketball players. We got, baby girl, let me talk. Okay, but you should be asleep right now. We got basketball players, actors. It's in the drinking water. And we let Prodigy get a little sip, so he was able to represent a little something.
Yeah, because he's from L.I. Yeah, Prodigy from L.I., right?
Yeah, he's from he's from Queens. Hempstead or whatever that is right there, Elmont or whatever, that's still Queens. You could just spit across the line, take one foot and go, I'm in Long Island, Queens, Long Island, Queens, Long Island. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah, man. That's what's up. It's a pleasure to have you in the building, be able to hear your voice, you know what I mean? Big fan of your music. You know what I mean? And,
thank you.
Man, it's crazy right here. God 4 Radio, man. Biggest station out right now. We got the Triple OG on the line. It gets no bigger than this.
Yeah, nah, it really don't.
See, now, that's the part that I'll be sitting back like, you know, because I'm just a humble, just an everyday dude. I'm not on no gloss and glamour shine all day, every day. You know what I mean? And it's like, y'all talking about me, dude? For real? Like I said, if y'all knew me, y'all be like, oh, that's just Shan. He an asshole. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm just so, I love everybody. You got to do a lot or do something really, really, really fucked up to me for me not to like you. But that don't mean I won't deal with you. I just know how to deal with you. You dig what I'm saying? You never give a thief a chance to steal from you.
Though,
huh?
Yeah.
I said, that's business, really, though, because, you know, I do business with people, and especially, I mean, we in a cutthroat business when it comes down to it, because, Shan, I'm a producer and an artist myself. You know, I have my own record label, Mad 4, and everybody, we do work on this. But at the same time, I mean, you have to do business with people that you don't maybe like what they do, but that's just business. You know, that's why
right.
They call it that.
You have to separate it. Like, okay, I don't like you personally, but I'll do business with you because I know you how you're going to try and fuck me, so I'm not going to allow you and give you that chance. You don't give a liar a chance to tell a lie on you. You dig what I'm saying? So it's just what it is.
No, you give them the chance to tell the lie. It's just you don't let it affect you. You know what
no,
I'm saying? Because
you don't give
a liar a chance.
But still, they're going to say what they're going to say, but you don't give them a chance to. You just, them motherfuckers, you just keep them at arm's length. You don't give them a chance to say too much or nothing. But, like I always say, people be mad when people talk about you. Don't be mad. Be mad when they stop talking about you, because that means you're doing something wrong now. As long as you're doing
right.
Something that they hating on and they talking about you and you're of interest, be glad. Smile. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're doing something right, they're going to definitely hate on you. When you're doing wrong, then you're in the same boat as they are. You know what I mean? So smile. Be happy.
Yeah, no, and that's a fact. And you know what? Like you said, 26 years later, you're the one that almost invented hating. So how have you dealt with that, though? I mean, not that you had to deal with it in a sense of, like, oh, how'd you deal with that? But, I mean, you just, you know, universally adapted. You just go with the times and be like, I'm just me. I mean, was that easy for you to do?
Yeah, it was easy. Because if you fake, people they're going to realize that and see it. And you're not going to get too far. You got to be you in your skin, be comfortable who you are. all these artists that's out here talking about they gangsters, this, that, and the third. When you see them at home, that ain't the story. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be true to yourself regardless, period. So I'm just me. I can't front on people like I'm all that. I'm not. I'm just a regular person. I bleed, I breathe just like everybody else.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that people get off me when they meet me, when they see me. You know what I mean? It's just I'm that don't mean nothing. I'm MC Shan when I jump on a stage. You know what I mean? People think they know me from what they read in magazines. You can't know a person from words. You got to hear me. See how people hear your emotions when you talk. But reading it, it's not the same.
Yep. Well, I'll put you in there. I got a 424, my man, Mr. Earl Tate. We got MC Shan on the line. You got a question for him?
Yo.
Yo.
Mr. Earl Tate.
He's getting high,
Mr. Tate. You there, Mr. Tate? What's happening?
Hi.
All right, well, we'll come back to him. We'll come back to him. I got a 917. 283, we live Doppel Radio, MC Shan. Been a crazy show. Crazy what we talking about, what's happening.
It's been a fucking great show.
Exactly.
Hold on, I got a few more subjects I want to touch on before we finish. I'm sitting here drinking my Moscato's, and I'm, I don't want to get off track.
Hey, Shan, look, it. As long as you stay on the phone line, we into overtime right now. You know what I'm saying? As long as you stay on the phone line, I got you for another 40, 45 minutes, my dude.
But I ain't gonna waste the people's time. I'm going to tell them things of relevance and things that people are not saying. But I don't care. I'm going to say it. You know what I mean? It's a lot of stuff going on in the hip-hop game that it's like it's making it okay for dudes to wear pink. Diamonds used to be a girl's best friend. You dig what I'm saying? It's like, that's how it is.
Pink lemonade.
You know, that ain't hip-hop, y'all. Don't get that confused. We wore, you know, tight pants back in the days, but they weren't known as straight legs. They were male pants. You know what I'm saying? These cats, they run around, they don't know the meaning of having your ass hanging out your pants. Where that came from is jail. And when you wore your pants down like that, you were somebody's bitch in jail. You know what I'm saying? They don't know these
right.
things. They walking around like it's all right. And an OG like me, I'm looking at them like, yo.
They got the game backwards.
They talking about, oh, we pimping. Hold up. Ain't it the other way around? Pimps get money. Y'all steady throwing it. What part of the game
is
that?
I heard that shit too from the young crowd about that pink. It was pimp color. I go, when the fuck did that ever come up?
Right, like, yeah, come on. Y'all got the game twisted.
Hey, and we got
fuck
the 424 back on the line, Mr. Earl Tate. You rocking with us?
Yeah, I'm rocking with y'all, bro.
Hey, man, you gotta put out that blunt. We live on the radio with MC Shan. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, he can still smoke shit. I'm about to light mine back up.
Hey,
yeah.
Light it up together at the same time.
That's what I'm saying. It ain't, look, ain't no shame in my game. Mr. Tate, how you tonight?
Man, blessed, highly favored, hot in the motherfucker, but still chilling.
Hey, shit, you woke up this morning, it was a blessing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the only thing we can't complain about.
Conclusion of the story, man. Yeah, I heard y'all talking earlier about, you know, it's the youth, man, are we feeling the old school style? I mean, I'm going to speak for the youth. I'm still young. Yeah, we feeling the old school style. I mean, nowadays, man, you know, computers, YouTube, you know, SoundCloud, SoundClick, that PF, all the hip-hop, underground, mixtape, all the joints that we go on, man, we listen to that. Well, now the music has changed. I don't know if anybody, you know, hip to dubstep. Or drum and bass or anything like that, but they add still the same rap substance, the references into updated type of tracks. So we obviously getting it from somewhere. So the thing I'm saying is to keep our relevance, or this is the question I'm saying, to keep our relevance. How do we blend in that old school with not keeping it old school all the way, because, you know, we have to change up the cadence sometimes based upon how the track moves, but still, we still get recognized as a youth, as, you know, we're feeling where we came from type of deal.
Now, as far as me, I'm into lyrics. I'm really don't, you know, I'm not one that catches the beat first. If I hear a young artist spitting lyrics other than I got a chain, I got a car, I got a house, you know what I'm saying? I start listening more. But if he's just talking, you know, just, oh, I can rap, because a lot of these cats just think that they can rap. And with y'all's age, like you said, with YouTube, Twitter, Fruity Loops, and all that instant access, everybody thinks they can rap. Everybody thinks they're a producer. You dig what I'm saying? So you have to weed out the good ones from the bad ones. And it's 99.8% bad ones, and you got to find the 2%, you know what I'm saying? The ones that got a message, the ones that are saying metaphoric things. It's not, you don't have to have a message in your music, but if you say something slick like, if rhymes were food, the main source for living, you would swear that every line of my rhyme was Thanksgiving. You dig what I'm saying? Oh, I'm going to sit back, and that's one of my joints from old days, but that's what I look for. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand that. Well, see, you know, like I said, from us being, I'm speaking for a new generation, for those out there, y'all listening, man. Y'all can kind of vouch for not press number one, shit. But what I'm trying to say is, like, you know, nowadays, like, we don't really have that opportunity to freestyle, how I imagine how freestyles back in the days was, you know. You guys would be on the corners. You guys would be in stores. You guys would be outside of the church. Whatever the case scenario, you're wrestling up your chops. You know, nowadays it's like I'm freestyling with the homies. It ain't all acapella. It's let's try to see what beat sound dope is the first. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, how do we go from that to right now keeping the substance of freestyling acapella?
See, the meanings changed along the way. Freestyling used to be you just standing there and you just talking about what's going on at the moment. Your shoes ain't right and your hair don't match, you know what I'm saying? And that was freestyle off the head. But then freestyle became something of written down. You know, it just changed along the way. But still, the freestyling that some cats do nowadays, they just are so bogus. But freestyling, when we did it, we tried to make sense of what we was talking about, because that's just the way we thought. You know what I'm saying? We can't help the way that the youth think. Y'all got mad opportunities that we didn't have. The internet, the YouTubes. Y'all could actually, Soulja Boy blew up from YouTube.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We had to actually be outside with the CDs in the trunk, the cassettes in the trunk, selling them hand by hand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to have to bring up something, though. But before that, at that time, how it was even recorded, it's not digital studios anymore. I mean, like then and like it is now, like y'all actually had to go to a studio. It's not, I mean, the way samples used to go and tape and records and like, that's a whole different. You already talked about once the product's done. Back then, how much of a bitch was it to get the music done for real? We got a guest caller on the line, a 707 number. What's happening with you?
Hello?
707. You're on Doppel Radio with MC Shannon.
Yo, what's up, yo?
Okay, I guess
you
can shut up for a second. Either way,
just to let you know, we doing Doppel Overtime with MC Shan. He's blessed to be on the line right now. We rocking with Mad Ford, Guy Lansky, Mr. Era Tate, MC Shan, of course. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Raw, Duchess, and
look, and I appreciate y'all for that, because I like to give the new artists insight, you know what I'm saying, on the, you know, and as we talk, I think of new stuff to tell them. You know what I mean? Because this game that y'all got with the YouTubes, everybody looking for these 360 deals. Why would you want to do that when you could just go ahead and put the same, your music is on the same internet that they're going to put your music on?
They screaming this digital deal, digital deal. They're not giving you no promotion money. They're not giving you video money. They're not actually giving you anything but telling you that they're going to put you in their chain of whatever networks that they have. But if there's nobody pushing your stuff in that network, it's just there. So they don't give you no budget, don't give you nothing, and take 30% of your thing, 30% of your money. Why not just go with the iTunes or TuneCore on your own, get all the money, promote it, because why cut them in? You dig what I'm saying? For 360?
I got a question.
You're still going to have the team, though. You're still going to have the team. And see, I'm going to go to 917. 917, you there with us?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Yo,
what's
team,
good? Word, man, shout out to MC Shan. I'm out here from Rosedale, Queens. Shout out to the old Queens Bridge. Yo, you definitely set the precedence, you know, and your legacy.
Appreciate you.
Living on. And also, too, man, I really want to say that Queens Bridge really contributed a lot to the hip-hop game. You know, every summer, you know, they have a – I think it's Riverside Jams, but they always have shows out there for free.
The sound stage in the River Park.
Yeah, the sound stage, yeah. I was out there last time, Farrah March was out there, but definitely you dropping some jewels, and I respect it, you know? I mean, keep that real hip-hop alive.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know?
Look, that sound stage you're talking about, 1 year,
right,
like 2007, they had me doing it. And when I showed up and I seen how many people was there, it kind
of
tripped me out. It tripped me out. Right. And when it really dawned on me is when I seen the footage on YouTube. I was like, whoa.
Right.
Because when I'm there, it was like, you know, I don't pay attention past the first five rows. You know what I'm saying? If I did and I started thinking about all these folks looking at me, I might just mess up the words. So it's like, man, but when I seen how many people was out, and I'm sitting there taking my time getting there, like, oh, they got other acts coming on before me.
Right.
I'm coming. They said, nah, you need to get here. You are the act. I'm like, oh, you know what I mean? That
right,
be tripping me out because it's like I just float and do me, you know, but that soundstage be a cool thing. That's where all of this Queensbridge hip-hop started, right there.
Right, and it's right under the bridge, too, you know, so you see the backdrop of New York. And also, too, Shan, I mean, with the bridge and all the brilliant songs you put, I mean, you made people, you know, go out there and really spit them bars and metaphors, you know. Like, a lot of these dudes out here getting passes, they don't got no bars, you know. It's more the beat than the music, you know, and like you said, put the message behind the, you know, on the beat. You know, we missed them.
Right.
Days, you
look,
know?
Nowadays, rap is more like getting a promotion. The hype man, he's the new
True.
Dude with the deal. They think because he done been in public so long that, yo, let's just give him a deal and he's going to blow too. You know what I'm saying? They don't have
right.
to work for it. They don't have to have certain skills. And you know, they just get tossed into the job. But
no
I
joke.
Can imagine what they had to do. Look, I can imagine what they had to do to get the position.
It's true. And then when you touched on the digital age, I mean, when, you know, y'all first came out, you know, you had to earn your keep. That's the thing, right? You had to really prove it. You know, especially coming out here from Queens, you know, where they call it the desert. I'm going to take it back to there. You know, y'all
right.
really put Queens on the map. Like, I know the lineage and the history of Queens where you had to go hard, man, or go home or get thrown off the stage.
You had
for
the
real.
Kings of fucking rap that you had to follow. What you mean?
Run,
you had to follow Run. So represent Queens, yo, you had to wait.
You
know what
hard.
I mean?
You had to go hard
exactly.
or go home.
Exactly.
Period.
That was
man.
That era.
Yep.
And how it changed over where others got in and they was doing that dancing and all that kid and play stuff. They was on
right.
some other, you know what I'm saying? It was like we
right.
had different categories. You couldn't get me to battle nobody like a kid and play. They wasn't them kind of rhymers. So, you know what I'm saying? We had our own little
I never liked
our
this
own
shit.
Little clique.
Right. And then, you know, that time, you know, you could go for yours. Like, even the famous battle, you know, the Bridge versus KRS-One, that was a classic battle. But it both showed that your diversity and your both was talented. So, I mean, that and it was on wax, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely respect that. You know, it's too much beef out here, you know, in the music. People don't know how to differentiate the two.
But
no,
don't think that. It was always cool.
Hey, but
remember, we still from the hood. So in the beginning,
right. It
was beef between us. But we looked and
right. Seen
real quick that if it's beef, we ain't going to be able to make no money. Ain't nobody going to book us. And then we found ourselves being out in the middle of South Carolina in the woods doing a show where we were the only New York people there and everybody else was from somewhere, you know, in this town.
Right.
If they wanted to get us, they could have got us. So we used
to
just watch out for each other. I'm going to tell y'all a story. I don't really tell this one, but this is, you know, Chris and then we had did a show in Ohio. Like the Tuesday, 2 days before Scott LaRock got killed. And in the elevator, the girl, Scott had did something or said something to this girl. And
right. She
came back to the hotel in the morning and showed me this big old Uzi in her bag and had like five cars of cats following with her. Said, Shan, you respect me, but I'm going to kill Scott LaRock. Now, that was an incident where we had to look out for each other. Instead of us getting on our bus, we put BDP on our bus.
Right.
They followed us to the airport while BDP got away. But that's how we had to, you know, that we had to be that way. Me and Chris is the best of friends. 2014, if you seen me and him together, you would never know that me and him had any kind of discrepancy about anything. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Grown man shit. If you look on YouTube, there's a KRS-One MC Shan video where I just bust in on his interview. He being interviewed, I just bust in. Yo, you know what I mean? That's how we do.
Right.
On stage, I was his hype man. Now imagine how the crowd looked at that.
Now, Shan,
I'm on the side like singing his words while he's singing till he got up to the bridge is over. And I'm like, kill that noise. You know what I mean?
That dope as fuck. You know, what we're talking about, but regardless of man, we're talking about hip-hop, though. In that same, you know, it's reality, and that's what hip-hop should be. It's a culture. So everything
right.
that's happening there, I mean, that's the foundation, again, what we're talking about with this. And you have the song, Bring Hip-Hop Back. You know what I'm saying? That's part of it, though. Where people,
yeah, but if you were to look
earlier,
at it, there's a lot of other things that affect the mentality of these youths out here. You know what I'm saying?
The
their mentality
absolutely.
Is different, so their music is different. They're concentrating
different.
On different things than we were. We were concentrating on uplifting. We were still on that, still trying to bring the 60s civil rights movement and all that
right.
through and get
right.
our message heard to the street. Because nobody was looking out for the projects and the ghetto. Nobody would, there was no outlet for our voice to be heard. Hip-hop
right.
was it. So you got somebody like Chuck D that's going to bring the noise all the time and let you know what's happening in the black community. A lot of these records that were being made back then, well, you know what I'm saying, about what's going on in the hood. Yo, this is what's going on. The police is killing us, y'all. Now
yep,
the police
true.
Killing us don't even faze the people. Now my neighbor getting shot. Look, my neighbor getting shot by my next neighbor doesn't mean nothing. I saw the whole shit happen, but I'm not going to say nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then Mr. Raw, I'm going to go to you, especially a Queens native. But, you know, from the south side, not from the bridge, but the same era, you know, What do you feel about all this?
Everything Shan said is true because, you know, in our day, things were so different. Like, I used to come out and go to Sufton and Linden, and we used to stand outside, and we had ciphers, and I used to be at work and have ciphers. And a funny thing, one day, Smooth the Hustler came to my job,
wee hours of the morning, and me and my boy was there writing rhymes, bugging out while I was at work. But he was kind of, he had like an attitude because he was kind of frustrated. So I said, you know, he noticed, we noticed who he was. And we was like, no, we notice who you are, but we see that you was, you know, you wasn't in a good mood, so we didn't really have to come at you. And he was like, yo, I appreciate that. And, you know, he came back another day out there chilling with us. One day Lost Boys came through. You know, it was more of a camaraderie when it, among, like, it's like honor amongst thieves. Anywhere you go, you can spark a cipher with, no matter who it is, no matter what borough it is. You know, I used to go to Manhattan and just rhyme with dudes. It was just, it was
that
just
was
like,
what it was.
Yeah, it was
really
fun. It was just,
yeah.
Anyway,
let's
you
try it now. We're missing right now, man. We're missing that right
let
now.
You,
we,
look,
you
let
know,
you
we,
try it. No, we're not missing it. People are not looking for it. It's there.
Yeah.
That
I used to look
URL,
for it.
Look, that Battle Rap Series Leagues, all these battle raps, oh, they bringing back the fire of what hip-hop meant to spit lyrics and you know what I mean? They bring in that date, but see, it's going to take a minute for other people to catch on because they too busy in the dumbed down stage and they can't understand a lot of that fly stuff that Loaded Lux be talking about. You know what I'm saying? They
you
can't,
saw that battle, Jen?
Huh?
You saw the Loaded Lux and the Holodon battle?
I didn't see that one. I know was they had a pay-per-view on one of them things. I was looking at the preview up to it.
Yeah, that's
but
the one.
I didn't.
They
yeah,
said
but
they
I didn't,
said Holla the Don wanted for Queens, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, Holla went
oh, he
in.
Was talking enough. He was talking enough shit. He better have won. He was
he
talking
in.
Mad shit on the promo, but that's what it is. You could talk that. I mean, see, they bringing it back to what it was. Yo, I'm talking about you like, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting gritty with it. And when the whole battle was over, they shook hands. You were the better one tonight, but I'm going home. I got something for your ass tomorrow. You know what
yeah.
I mean? But now,
I appreciate
you know, a lot of these times, it's not usually the artists that do a lot of these things. It's their crew that they hang with. You know what I mean? It's the crew that they hang with that's doing a lot of the dirt. And they got to live up to the name as far as their crew. So, you know, it's a lot of follow thing go on. These artists got to learn, yo, this is your career, homie. Don't let them screw you.
Exactly.
And on that note, I think, you know, everyone's rocking with us. We're going to come back to every caller. I think we need some more music real quick, and especially
yeah.
some MC yeah. band.
Look,
so
I've been
like
talking a lot, right? Let the callers get the things, you know what I'm saying? Let them get the
yeah.
get the talk or whatever.
I had some
save
requests.
The music for the
end.
Okay,
you know
if
what,
that's what it is.
Yeah, no, I had some requests, though. I had some requests of a song, so I'm going to go with that, and I'm going to come back to the callers because I had my inbox is blowing up on me, so I got it.
Because I'm a people person. I'm a people person, and I'm like three Moscatos deep, so.
Nah, but hey,
everyone, we got motherfucking MC Shan in the fucking building.
Legendary
Shan
is for radio. Let's do this right now. Come on. We coming back to everybody. Appreciate everyone still rocking with us. Come on.
Warning. Devastating to your ear.
Rhyming is the thing that I do at will. Be glad to rock a party just to prove my skill. J-U-I is what I'm gaining with the style so fresh that self. Write a rhyme, I don't live that way. But when I get this, violators pay. I'm a crowd motivator, the annihilator. Never front the moon, cause I'm not a perpetrator. I don't really mind being criticized for those who try to make fame or my name died. Rhymes of all styles, all categories. From fresh freestyles to real fly stories. The jam is dedicated to you and your boys. And if you knew what I knew, then you'd kill that. Kill that.
Devastating to your ear.
I devastate the crowd while the record spins. So-called competitors have no win. I laugh at MCs who call me whack. You ordered, and now I'm gonna serve you, Jack. We're respected by all, treated just like kings. How could you have the nerve to say such things? If you knew at the time what you were saying, you wouldn't be on your knees. won't be so nice. You can come all alone and bring all your boys, but if you knew what I knew, then you'd kill that noise. That noise. That noise. That noise. I'm on same beat, got a lot of bumps. Get up on stage to pop so much junk. I'm not worried cause I don't get whacked. And you wouldn't believe how hard I match. School's in session, I'm about to teach. Versatile with a style that you just can't reach. Lesson number one, first right name. You shouldn't do things to degrade my name. Your records won't sell cause the people won't buy them. And sucker MCs like chicken, I fry them. I fly with a smash, I'ma leave with a bang. And to put it to your belly, MCs can't. We'll be grieving your death. Weeping while I'm sweeping up the pieces I left. You can come all alone and bring all your boys, but if you knew what I knew, then you'd kill that noise. That noise. That noise.
Yo, Shan, I didn't hear you say hip-hop started in the bridge in your record.
I didn't. They wanted to get on the bandwagon because I can't resist, but a man can understand, so he gets pissed like a preacher at work. When she hurt, I'll heal her. I leave you sleep and believe I'll feel her. My mama used to a ladies man, I used to always wonder why she named me Shan. Not hard to pronounce, easy to spell. And oh how I love it when the ladies yell. Her man better chill when my jacket's unzipped. I got a 25 with an 8-shot clip. You're saying to yourself that's a BB gun, but the place that I'ma shoot you, it'll just take one. I rip you into parts, little pieces and specs. You'll be saying to yourself what could happen next. This jam is dedicated to you and your boys, but if you knew what I knew, then you'd kill that noise. Noise. Noise, noise.
Hey, listen to the man.
Should have stayed in school, learned comprehension. Trying to say facts that I did not mention. Sucker MCs I hate the most. Next time I make a record, you should listen close. Cause MCs like me are the real McCoy. So you sucky MCs better kill that noise. Noise, noise, noise.
Talk about drum on stuff, man. Cold cooling in the place. Driving fresh Audis and Cougars. What's wrong with y'all? Strung? The only thing we strung on is music. 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 And you strung on out.
Strung on out.
I ain't mad at you. Let me take the Bluetooth off again.
yeah, for sure. But we got my man Steve Rothstein in the house, Gospel Radio, Shut Him Down Radio, Jordy Nation.
Yeah.
I know he got a question for him, Steve.
I got a two-part question for you, Uncle Shan. Are you still doing your thing at Club Babes? I just checked that out right now. I'm out here in GA. Right up the way from you, you know what I'm saying, in the city of Fulton County. So when I seen that, I got to definitely come check you there. If you have bangs right there,
this how I do. Look, with the artists on Mondays, I do a thing called New Music Mondays. You know what I'm saying? I don't let the artists perform because that gets real hectic in the strip club. So I play new artist music. If it's good, it go on rotation. It'll get on. I got a mixtape coming, Club Babe Stripper Music Volume 1. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to give back to the artists any way I can. Since I'm the DJ in the strip club on Monday and Tuesdays, and I'm there on Sunday, and we open on Sunday night. You know what I'm saying? And Sunday night, I'm free to do whatever I want on that night. If I want to play new music that night, I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
So just come through in politics, yo. That's where I be at. Like I say, and you know Club Babes, if you in Atlanta, that's not the classiest of the $100,000 got to park to pay $100. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I fuck with regular hood shit, West Side. You know what I'm saying? I'm not with all that, you know, just because you got it, spin it. That is tricking if you got it, all that bullshit. You know what I mean?
That's right.
I could think of all the money that I tricked when I made all that money with Snow. If I would have put a portion of that away, my kids will all be in college, but I did like typical niggas do when you get money. You buy Bugattis and shit. You know what I'm saying? I bought all the jewelry. I had 6 cars in the yard. You know what I mean? That's you're going to blow the money. Niggas don't get wealthy. They get rich. You know, you ain't never seen a wealthy nigga. Mm. Not even, they won't let niggas in the wealthy fucking club. They let you get a couple of dollars, but they ain't going to let you get, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's
my other part. My other part of it was the beef with KRS-One. Do you think that could have got to the magnitude of Tupac and Biggie?
Never.
Okay,
never,
okay.
Because that's what it was. You don't get mad because he don't like your style. So what? If you don't like what he said about it, you know what to do. It wasn't about all that, I don't like the way you said what you just said, punch him in the mouth. That's that new, I got feelings like a little girl. You know what I'm saying? I got a girl feelings.
Right.
You said something, you know what I mean? So that's why they all on that. You disrespected me because girls is looking. So what? Fuck that. You know what I mean? Go home and write some other shit.
Right.
I mean, but that was the essence of it, though. You know what I'm saying? To where it was, like you said earlier, you talked about the shoes, the haircut, the whatever was in that situation right now. And the way if you get you know, if you get burnt on that, like you just said right now, you know how to come back. Are you kidding
you
me?
Have
get
to.
Your head
or
you're
going to have
to
live with that stigma.
But
you don't have to.
Get your head together and you come back. Look, if you're a professional boxer, and look it, when we are MCs like this, we use our brain, obviously. You know what I'm saying? And the brain is a memory muscle, just like you a boxer. The more you use it, the better you're going to get, the more endurance you're going to get, the more creative you're going to get with the craft and everything like that. So if somebody does beat you, you know what to do and how to train to come back. You adjust. You do this, and it really makes you a better MC, a boxer, a person. It doesn't matter what it is. You know
right.
what I'm saying? But and just like you said, no, it wouldn't come to the Biggie and Tupac thing because you know what? Vice versa, whatever would have happened, you knew how to come
back.
Thank
God it didn't.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, it wouldn't have got to that point. Back then it was you threw your hands up, my man. Y'all want to jump somebody, you're going to get jumped or whatever. You're going to get lumped up, but you're going to live the fight another day. You know what I'm saying? That's the way it was. Only ones who was getting shot and killed back then was drug dealers. Everybody else threw their hands up. You know what I'm saying? You had a scrap. You got an eye jammy. You come out the mall. Your friends laughed at you, and you was friends with the dude that gave you an eye jammy yesterday. You didn't go kill him. You knew his mama. You know what I'm saying? We had respect like that. Nowadays, they have no respect for nothing. So for me to sit back and know this about how these young folks are, I would be stupid to sit back and think they're going to respect my music or respect, oh, you old school, I don't care. You paved the way, so what? What I hear from a lot of new school is, you ain't relevant no more. How can I not be relevant when I made you relevant? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so I got to ask not to interrupt you, but I got to ask, with everything that came out of Queens, though, especially Queensbridge, I mean, I'm talking from Tragedy Gaddafi. You know, there's a lot of new listeners to Die For that don't know people, but, like, you know, the infamous mob to the Mob Deeps, to the Nas, to the Cormegas, to the, I mean, man, what else can I mean, there's a lot more you can name, but I mean, obviously the hood and everything, but are you feeling all this music? Are you feeling it ever went a different direction? And I say that conservatively because what we talked about, you have to be a certain breed to come from Queens and get out there anyways. So,
right.
You know, 26 years later, what, you know, how you feeling?
I still listen to Nas and him talk about how he looked up to me. I remember him as a little kid, you know what I'm saying? It's like none of these things ever, you know, dawned on me that I was making a impression for somebody else. I was just doing what we did to enjoy ourselves, hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? Never knew that it was going to inspire this person, that person. That's just what it was. We was getting money at it at that point. It became a way of us making a living. We was like the first ones really on records, getting out there, touring, getting people in places where they starved for this music. They starved for it. They could actually fly us in, do shows, and it'd be exposed. That you know, that was a crazy time. It'll never happen again. I wish it could, but, you know.
Like you said, there's never a first again, you know.
Right.
Now, I gotta go real quick to Dutch. Duchess, you still rocking with us?
You already? I'm right here. What's good?
So, I mean, East Coast in the house. I mean, I'm from the West Coast, you know, but I appreciate everything East Coast has done because I'm just a hip hop head. But how you feel about everything we're talking about?
Well, I just feel like for those people who don't realize who MC Shan is and, you know, what he's done for the game, you know, it's very unfortunate for you. You should definitely do your research. He's a pioneer. He's still doing his thing. And, you know, there will never be another MC Shan. So, I mean, it is what it is. That's how
and
I
if
feel.
You try to battle and diss him, he'll cut your ass apart still.
What'd you say?
I said, and if any young cat try to diss him or battle him, he'll tear his asses apart.
Their
vocabulary isn't. Look, nowadays, if you want to be in a word game, and rap is a game of words, at least know how to spell. I know a lot of times we take curves with words and things like that, but you have to have wit, understanding of the words that you're saying so that you don't sound stupid using undesirable meaning, I want it, you know what I mean? You just got to know what certain things are, and this is a word game. So educate yourself a little more because knowledge is power. Money, you could always spend it and be broke again. But if you got the knowledge to know how to get paid again, that's even worth more than what you just lost.
I got one question for Shan, though. Shan, I just want, I mean, I know probably what your answer is going to be, but for those who don't know the answer, in this game, we always have the conversation about snakes and, you know, people you can't trust. What advice do you give for, you know, people who come into your life fronting like, you know, they really want the best for you, but in result, they don't really want to see you, you know, prosper. They just want to kind of get at what they think that you have. What advice you give for people like that?
These are usually the no-talent people that have only a talent for gift of gab and trying to swindle you out of your things, but I mentioned it early, and I hope that they were listening. You get a lawyer because that lawyer will protect you from any type of swindling going on. You pay him. So he wants his money, and he wants to make sure that you get your money so that he can get paid. So the only way to protect yourself is not sign a deal at somebody's kitchen table, at a diner. If they're trying to sign you in a kitchen table and a diner and your contract is 2 pages thick, it's no good. Run in the other direction as quick as possible because if they can just have a 2-page contract and sit you down at a table, they're robbing you of everything that you can possibly imagine. And they're doing it with one word or two different words that you don't know because you're not educated enough to know that withheld and with, you know what I'm saying, and withdrawn and retail and wholesale mean. so that you just got jerked by a couple of word changes, but it looks okay everywhere else. And only a trained eye will see them two words that I'm talking about. See, this is what I've had to go through in life, and I'm trying to pass this on. And thank you for asking again, because I like for the artists to notice. I don't want to see none of them get jerked. You know, it's mad money out here, publishing and all of these new genres. I found out they pay you for streams. If you don't have a record deal and your YouTube is getting hit a lot, you're going to get money. It might be pennies on the dollar, but that's pennies on the dollar more than you had.
Oh, no, that's,
you
put but that's a
there.
Game now. Are
exactly.
you kidding me? That's a game now. Are you kidding me? But, hey, on some real shit, I got a question for real. When you coming to the West Coast, homie?
That's right.
Listen, the West Coast, I meant to touch on that. Where you was talking about you from the West Coast showed me a lot of love. And I'm going to tell you how much love the West Coast showed me. I wore red and blue sneakers, and you know that's the land of the home, you know what I'm saying, Bloods and Crips.
Yes, sir.
Man, they used to give me a pass. I'd be in Compton with a red shoe and a blue shoe on like it ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? They gave me mad love out there. And see, a lot of people think them gangbangers just go. No, they know who in it and who not. And they just gave me love just for coming to the hood. A lot of artists wouldn't show up in the hood, but where the weed at? I need the weed, yo, and the only place I'm going to get is in the hood.
That's an easy, hey, I'll tell you right now, that's an easy trip for me because I got my medical card and I go to a store. And, in fact, my marijuana, like, legal shop is right next to the shop that I go to the liquor store and get my Heineken's at. You know what I'm saying?
And
so
if
I just
you,
go
and
one
if
of
you,
my trees
shop.
I go, hey, but let me tell you, it's a one-stop shop, but – let us know because I got access to venues and everything else.
I still from my local neighborhood
homeboy. You would sell
boy.
Out, sell out crowds, just like you said. You would sell out crowds out here in L.A., and I got a lot of you know, stuff going on out here that we can make that happen. So, you know.
Well, look, you can do what you do. Just holler at me. And anybody who does what they have to do, your percentage is there. I like to take care of my folks. That take care of me. You know what I mean? You just, I like to sleep at night. And I won't sleep
that's
right at night knowing that, yo, you hook me up and I'm running around. I got a little bread in my pocket. See, that's what people's problem is. They get a little bit of money in their pocket and they forget who helped them. Stop forgetting the people that stand behind you, dude. Don't act
that's
like
right.
that,
that's
oh,
right.
I'm on now and you ain't helped me do nothing. Really, them people that you telling that to, they was with you the whole time. So remember the folks that help you up. Do whatever the hell you got to do for them like they would do for you. You know what I'm saying?
That's
don't do it like him.
Right. Okay, so I'm going to go to these callers real quick, and then we're going to wrap things up because they probably only give me about 15 more minutes. So first off.
And look, and Duchess know I could go until 6 in the morning. I got a lot of shit on my mind.
I can't wait till you come back to Greenleaf. I'm a
okay,
it.
So, yeah, so and being, I was going to say, being as ladies first, Duchess, shout yourself
yes.
out. You already know you. Hey, I'm going to have to say, though, I don't mean to interrupt you, but Duchess is so much, Mr. Raw and Duchess are so much family to me. You know what I'm saying? It's so crazy and, you know, regardless if they know him to be Shan or whatever.
Look, this
happening.
Is how I treat family. Y'all fuck with the shit talking about. Let's get to the caller because we want to talk to them. We could talk to her
exactly.
any goddamn time. Fuck out of here, that bullshit.
Stop yourself out.
Now,
that was
when I just, the medicine just kicked in or whatever. That was one of them points.
Uncle
fuck
Shan.
What you talking about. Let's
Duchess.
Get to them folks.
Can I get to them callers, I fool?
Yeah, let's get to them folks.
Let's talk yourself out. We're going to go up the line. What do we got here? The 424, Mr. Errol Tate.
I am he.
And, woo!
Yo. What's good with you, man? Yo, man, hey, everything you said is on point, brother. Everything you said is on point, man. Yo, this is Mr. Errol Tate, man, working on my first EP, man. I'm a vocalist slash musician slash ex-rapper. You know, rapping was easy to me. I started off with battle rapping, you know, in Georgia. But most importantly, man, I'm trying to do the entertainment business, and it's the difference between the music business and the entertainment business. I'm coming in with business.
So first and foremost, man, I'd like to give a shout out to Die For, man, Die Alasky, Math For, shit, Sneak, man, I see you, dog. I got some shit coming to you anyways. You already know. Hey, Mr. Raw, man, everybody that's over there, shit, shout out to Albany, Georgia. Shout out to Canton, Ohio. Shout out to Ruston, Louisiana. Shout out to Mobile, Alabama. You know, Jacksonville, North Carolina. Every place that I've been in, every place that I toured at. You know, good looking out for the people who hooked me up with the pre-Grammy show. That shit went out awesome. Oh, yeah, also to Music Soul Child, everybody who's on it. Hey, I'm doing some major shit in my life. Those who want some features, I'm going to go ahead and toot my horn a little bit, and I'm going to turn that horn off. I'm the shit, so come holler at me.
Ain't nobody going to toot it like you do, so do you.
I'm the shit, so y'all come holler at me, man. I'm at MrErrolTate@gmail.com. Send me some shit, dog, and it's going to be a blessing, straight up. Other than that, man, y'all continue to keep doing your thing. And, yeah, give shout-outs to also Justify. Everybody, man, who's helping these radio stations, man, has been helping me out a lot because I just recently started the singing situation, man, July, as a matter of fact, man, July 27th, to be exact. And since then, man, I've been more focused than ever, and I wish that everybody out there to stay motivated and do your damn thing, stop bullshit, stop shucking and driving, turn them beats off and freestyle.
No, don't tell them to get on their game. Let them stay where they at. Don't tell them shit. Or they'll know what you know. Go ahead, finish saying what you're saying, but don't tell them to get on their game. Let the motherfuckers figure it out later. Go ahead, finish.
Well, either way, I'm taking over. And anybody who's with me is the fam, all y'all, man. Everybody I mentioned, everybody I did mention, y'all already know who y'all are, man. Hey, just I'm precise. I'm very strategic about my shit. And I'm coming to take over. So, like I said, I need some features as much as possible. And good looking out for all y'all, man. And this is a blessing to actually be able to talk to some legends, man. I only get on these stations just to hear and to write notes. I'm a study addict, man. So when I listen to something, I YouTube it, I Google it. I'm a kid of the new generation. So, you know, I'm utilizing all this electronics for my own wealth.
I'm going to tell you what. So, my email is mcshanmusic@gmail. If you ever find a 16 that you just need an old school artist in, no charge. I'll be happy to do that one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. You got it right there.
There you go.
Well,
that's
what it is.
There you go.
That's why I'm on this stage.
I got a bunch of tracks with Mr. Errol Tate, and he's a very talented individual. He sings, he raps, he does it all, he harmonizes, he plays instruments, he does the whole thing. Very talented individual. I'm going to go to these callers so we can get to it. You know what I'm saying? Man, Sneak Rothstein, you got some last words for my man, Shan?
Man, of course, man. Like I said, pleasure to be in the building with you. I'm going to definitely be making my way to Club Bays. I love play Club Bays, Fannies, Riley's, Wax. Man,
all in the same, what you call it. Look, when you coming through, this weekend or what?
I'm going to do it, you said Mondays. I'm going to do it Mondays. I'm on that 9 to 5 grind, man. So.
All right, so come through Monday. Mondays, I'm DJing at the spot, so just come through.
Definitely. And everybody out there listening, March 3rd, I'm dropping my solo LP, Dungeon Dragon, executive produced by Doc Duong. Got crazy features on that right there. Check the website, Drodians.com. I'm the CEO of the world-famous Drodians. I broadcast every Saturday night on Die For Radio from 8:30 to 10:30 p.m.
Yeah.
And, man, check me out, man. Big shout-out to Shut Them Down Radio, too. I'm over here on Sundays also, you know what I mean? So, man, I'm flooding the airwaves with that hot new music. Can't wait to get some MC Shan in rotation and definitely need to politic with you. Get you over there and Shut Them Down Radio, big bro, so you can talk to the people over there, too.
When I see you at the club, we're going to politic because I need new music that I, you know what I'm saying, we're going to work some. We're going to make me sound like a better DJ, like I know all the new music and whatever. You're going to pass me the hot shit already.
Already.
I ain't
going
to even have
already.
To think about it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Right. And I almost forgot, man. I got to get that Die For Radio drop for my man MC Shan right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then we got two more callers that want to holler at you. But let me get that before we go off the air.
All right, look. What is it again? Say it.
Gospel Radio.
One of y'all say it. Three of y'all fucking me up. Hello?
Gospel Radio.
Die for with a four.
Yeah.
Look, that's in the damn what you call it. I see I was too lazy to look at the text. Yo, what's good? It's your man MC Shan. You checking me out right here on Die For Radio. Let's bring hip hop back. One time for your mind, two time for your soul.
Woo! Mr. Raw, your last word.
Definitely salute to the pioneer that I don't call old school, I call them true school. You know, definitely salute to you, man. Anything you do, I'm always enthusiastic to hear because you got that authentic music that, you know, I call it that real good, feel-good hip-hop that you feel good just hearing it. So salute to you, man. You know everything is green over
Appreciate
here. You. Know, man. You already know my dude, Southside Jamaica, Queens, all day, every day. I'm going to holler at you, man. Whenever you roll through on the Greenleaf side, we're going to be there politicking for sure. Me and Dutch, we got you.
That's what it is. I'll see you Monday.
There you go.
That's the last words.
Greenleaf everything, and Shan, I will talk to you tomorrow.
That's what it is. I got one more food for thought for all of yous out here. What do y'all think about how, I didn't watch this, but I've heard that, you know, the Grammys just took and did some dirty things with the hip-hop section and just added some cat who wasn't even nominated. Is this true? Am I being misinformed?
At the Grammys?
Yeah. Well, who the kid?
The Macklemore kid?
Macklemore?
No, who? I think that's the name they said.
I don't even know his music. I never heard his music.
I don't know. I talked about this the other day. I listened, honestly, Shan, we talked about this last week on the show, and I heard all the nominations, everything, and I kind of felt bad because
I never watched the Grammys. They always fuck up the category.
Yeah. I mean, but I don't know. I have to do the research on him. I haven't really felt it. Matt Ford, you got some last words?
Look, if you got to do the research on him, and he's in the hip hop category, and he won, you shouldn't have to.
I know what he does. I just don't really feel it.
But
I
you
really
shouldn't have
genre.
To search. Huh?
No, I don't. I didn't have to search him. I just don't really feel the genre. So when he came up with Grammys, I was like, well, I guess I got to take a better look. And I don't know who this guy is,
but I just had to ask that. I just had to throw that out there.
I did the same thing.
Those are
a bunch of
potato heads. They're put together artists. I don't fuck with this shit.
By the way, that's four.
Milli Vanilli?
Matt Ford, last shout out.
I just want to say a shout out to MC Shan for being on the show. We had a lot of guest rappers on this shit, like legends, just like yourself on this show. But I never got starstruck. Today, it's a big deal to me have you on the show, and I really mean that.
Well, I appreciate you, and I guarantee you that ain't none of them rock like I do. I know it.
Oh, I know.
None of them get
that.
Down on interviews like me. I just keep it raw, real, and I just do what I do. But I want to say I appreciate the people that listen, the people that are new, going to be listening to Shan. You know what I'm saying? Those that have supported me all these years. You know what I mean? You just can't be me without thanking y'all because y'all make me who I am, and I appreciate all the love and all the legend, but I still have yet to figure that one out. I'm just Shan the Dad. Holler at me at Club Babes as we get it in. One time for your mind, two time for your soul. Ten for the top, ten for the bottom. Trying to get a nigga.
And
yes, sir.
And at Gospel Radio, I'm going to have to say it's my last shout out. You know what I mean? I'm going to have to give a shout out to you, obviously, my dude at Gospel Radio here, MC Shan. You know what I'm saying? But I am going to end the show. We'll bring the hip-hop back because there was a lot of subjects that we touched on tonight, and there's more we can touch on and we are gonna do. So even 26 years, 30 years later, whatever it is, I appreciate your opinion. I appreciate your passion. I appreciate you rocking with us. I appreciate everything that you just did. We made history tonight, my dude. And so we could definitely be talking and one love. And I'm going to end it with this Bring Hip Hop Back. Appreciate all the listeners. Tuesdays, Thursdays, we do it like this. Saturdays now, you know what I'm saying? Also Sunday with my man Justify the Coach. We got Men of Faith in Action with MC Hammer on Sunday. So, you know, this is the way we do it. One love to you, MC Shan. We're going to be in contact, my dude.
Definitely. Like I said, remember, y'all, MC Shan Inc. on YouTube, MC underscore Shan on Twitter, and MC Shan 1 on Instagram. That's the way the new cats do it. They always scream out their Instagram and all that stuff, so I had to do that too.
It's all good. We're going to make sure all the listeners know everything you're doing right now. Like I said, we're going to be in touch. So we can do it like this, bringing hip-hop back. Come on.
On deck, 5FC, Black Moon on deck, what's good? Chillin'.
Check this out, man. Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Dipo Radio.
My name is Fat Sean. For those who don't know, I want to shout out Dipo Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down by Law, X-Clan. Get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Dipo Radio.
Shout out to Dipo Radio. The kid, Young Mouth, Dragon Gang, Bang Bang.
Yeah. Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Die for a radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyra Smith. I'm cool with my man Dyer. Holding it down, Die for Radio.
Yo, what's rocking?
Die for Radio.
Get your hand out of my pocket! Get your hand out of my pocket, nigga!
Old school, I'm a hip-hop head. Hip-hop hoes spinning hip-hop bread. Hip-hop rhymes on a hip-hop track. Let's bring hip-hop back. I'm the type to claim I never knew that cat. And on sight, niggas laying you out flat. Confidential CI, nigga, you that rat. Claiming thug, where the fuck they do that at? Is it to my understanding that you're handling coke keys? Talking about you pros? Nigga, you broke, please. You better save it for a lawyer. Less trips to the strip club, tricking on the toyer. You can never hold down what I maintain. Sick, got the people saying I ain't sane. Hot boy, acting like if you ain't flame. Got a chopper, but the bitch can't aim. In this game, son, I hustle like a nigga to sling crack. Waiting for these pussy little niggas to swing back. Me and you could never ever be on the same track. If coke was a notebook, this would be the bring back. Call me old school, I'm a hip-hop head. Hip-hop hoes spending hip-hop bread. Hip-hop rhymes on a hip-hop track. Let's bring hip-hop back. Call me old school, I'm a hip-hop head. Hip-hop hoes spending hip-hop bread. Hip-hop rhymes on a hip-hop track. Let's bring hip-hop back. Niggas step up and get your cranium cracked. I'm trying to be cool, this ain't a way to react. I really ain't feeling what he's saying, he whack. Y'all niggas fraud, so I'm taking it back. I'm his worst nightmare.